W College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The school bells will ring again in Newtown, Connecticut, but not at the crime scene that was Sandy Hook Elementary. Everything inside there is being moved to a school nearby.
The healing and the back to normalcy feeling that will hopefully come from it is worth every effort.
That's Monroe Police Lieutenant Brian McCauley. In the town, though, in Newtown, they're still in mourning, and Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Newtown.
Two more funerals will be held today for two more children here as others start going back to school. It's still a town in shock beginning their grieving. There's still very little known about the gunman, 20-year-old Adam Lanza, and no manifesto or letter has yet to be found. Sandy Hook Elementary School remains the crime scene, but volunteers are taking the supplies and furniture out of that school and remodeling a nearby middle school for classes to be held for Sandy Hook students in the future. Dave?
And Courtney, the gun control talk getting louder, though one voice is noticeably silent. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, how to respond to what many believe could be the tipping point in the gun control debate has generated a lot of responses, like this from White House spokesman Jay Carney.
The president, as you know, has long supported reinstating the assault weapons ban that expired in 2004.
And Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley says now is the time to place gun control on the table. But the nation's leading gun owners group is almost completely silent. The National Rifle Association has disabled its Facebook page, posted no tweets, makes no mention of Sandy Hook on its website, and Dave, it's put forth none of its leaders to speak.
Rich, there's more give and take in the fiscal cliff talks. President Obama upping the income level on tax hikes to $400,000 a year. House Speaker Boehner wants it at $1 million. They talked again yesterday at the White House.
A rough outline of the deal calls for $1 trillion in cuts, $1 trillion in revenue, immediate down payment, and legislative process through next year.
Fox's Kelly Wright. The Senate's also started to debate the $60 billion bill to give aid to states hammered by Hurricane Sandy. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Oh, David and Julia Gardner are absolutely one of my favorite people to work with. One of the reasons is that, A, they have such a dynamic store. I mean, oh my God, did you see all those Gardner girls with their high heels? And David being the jeweler's jeweler. I mean, David knows what he's talking about because he knows how to do it. When he asks for the loop and checks it out and see how we did it, it's a compliment to me. And that's one of the reasons why I adore working with him.
Gamushin Jewelry, made for women by women. Exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Shop the powerful Rangers for both work and play, or the razor-sharp Razors for outdoor adventures at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,795? $745 or $242 per month. All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norman G. Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
WTOW News Time is 6:06. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The ripple effects of what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut will continue for some time. The superintendents of the local school districts have already had public and internal communication. CallStation's Eddie Coulson says emergency management planning is part of the equation.
The truth is the best thing that we can do is be very, very aware of our surroundings and be very, very aware of what's going on campus, whether it's outside on the playground or inside the building. And so that's one of the things that we talk to folks about a lot, is be aware of your surroundings.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says their goal is to make their classrooms as normal as possible.
We've got our counselors and our principals on standby on alert if somebody needs to talk or if a parent needs to visit, to ensure, you know, to feel that confidence that our schools are safe and that we're here for them.
Both districts have worked with their city police departments to address what would happen in an emergency. The College Station City Council was divided over extending a new no parking zone in a residential area. There will be no parking on one side of Kiefer Loop and Cullen Trail. Two residents of nearby Tony Court wanted it extended because they believed their cul-de-sac will get the overflow, threatening children who play in the area. Councilman James Benham agreed.
I honestly don't want to make them go through the process of having to reapply on Tony Court when we all know that if we approve this, the parking is going to go there. And during the 2 months that it'll take to get this back on the agenda, those kids are going to have to deal with parking overflow.
Mayor Nancy Berry was part of the 4-3 majority against expanding the no parking zone until all homeowners are contacted.
We're very sympathetic to the people on Tony Court, and it may be 6 or 8 weeks, and I'm happy to vote for it at that time.
Blanche Brick noted police responded to 120 incidents over a 3-month period on Kiefer and Cullen, responding to reports including loud parties, gunshots, vandalism, and threats to neighborhood residents. While Highway 6 was shut down in Bryan last Friday night due to a series of wrecks, a newly graduated Aggie and a friend were busy with a rescue. Bryan Curry is a 14-year Navy vet who was also commissioned at graduation as a Navy ensign. He and Mario Pineda, who is also in the Navy, saw a truck upside down in a creek along the freeway near Briarcrest. One of Curry's professors was Commanding Officer and Marine Colonel Paul Timoney.
He did tell me that was some nasty water, that they were in gasoline and whatever else was in the water down there. So, they're comfortable. And I think just the training they get in the Navy and just how to react to those types of things, not so much specifically a car in the water, but just that, hey, there's a situation and someone's got to take charge. And I think that's what you saw from both him and his friend.
Curry and Pineda were among 6 people who went into chest-deep water, cut the seatbelt, and dragged the driver up the embankment. Police say the driver had been underwater for 5 minutes but was breathing on his own by the time he was transported to the hospital. And a College Station man remains hospitalized after he was struck by a hit-and-run driver. The 20-year-old victim remains hospitalized from the early Saturday morning incident near the A&M campus at George Bush and Bizzell. Police continue to look for the driver of a white, late-model two-door BMW who failed to stop and render aid. A local animal sanctuary is helping an abused pit bull now housed in the Navasota City shelter. April Plemons of Longway Home Sanctuary says they're looking for a foster home for Bentham, who has wounds common to being a victim of dog fighting.
Bentham is putting on weight. It's amazing what a couple of days and really high-quality food will do for a dog. We're treating his medical wounds, and if you're interested in following the story of Bentham, you can visit the Longway Home Pit Bull Rescue Facebook page. And we have an album dedicated just to saving Bentham. And so again, hopefully we'll get him into our program and make him a wonderful rehabilitated dog and a wonderful dog for a home.
On our website at WTW.com, you can find a link to the sanctuary's Facebook page where you can learn more about Bentham and the Pit Bull Rescue Program. And closing arguments expected yesterday have been delayed again for a second Texas inmate on trial in Bryan over a guard's death during a 2007 escape attempt. Prosecutors have appealed a ruling that rejected their challenge to jury instructions working in the capital murder trial of John Falk Jr. He's charged in the death of Wynn Unit Officer Susan Canfield. Prosecutors seeking the death penalty lost their appeal last week before the 10th Court of Appeals, then Friday appealed to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Attorneys for Falk and the judge who approved the jury instructions have 10 days to respond. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you missed the biggest sale in Hogan's Trucks history, don't worry. We saved a few surprises for you. Hi, this is David, and Hogan's Trucks is now Kyrish Truck Center of Bryan. We are now the 10th Kyrish Truck dealership in Texas. The name has changed, but our people have not. We still offer you personal service and great deals on zero-turn riding mowers from Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet. Drop by the store this month and see for yourself. New name, same people. Same location, Kyrish Truck Center of Bryan, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, it's 712. No, it's not. Well, it's 712 someplace, just not here.
In Florida.
That's right, it is, yeah. It's 612 here in our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. The high extends across Louisiana and back across Texas. A gorgeous day. All that sun will warm us up to about 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Clouding up tomorrow with the chance of a shower, high temperature 75 to 80. There may be a shower tomorrow evening, then it becomes partly cloudy near 40. Sunny skies during the day Thursday, highs 53 to 58. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
TAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. To be an All-American is cool. To be a consensus All-American is cooler. To have more than one is coolest. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a little bit. Monday Night Football and the men's basketball team plays tonight at Reed Arena. All that and more coming up in your sports at 6:50.
That's probably like ever that they've had more than one consensus All-American. I don't know. Not sure. I'd have to go look that up. Anyway.
We've had more than one, but anyway, never this many.
Yeah. It's just like a gaggle of them.
A gaggle of all of them.
That's it, right.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yep. A couple hours away from, we think we're going to be talking to Ali Fedora this morning. The coach.
Wow.
I know, Kat, we're doing that just for you.
Oh, thanks.
There's a really cool picture in the local newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Of Cliff Gross, Ali Fedora, and Ray Kavanaugh.
Okay. Okay.
From the Consolidated days.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's why I thought we'd talk to him, because, it goes back to, those three played together there, and now they're, coaching in Navasota? Is that the way it works?
That's just kind of cool.
Anyway, so, yeah, we hope that works out well for him. So, okay, a Belgian teenager caught speeding.
Like you do when you're a teenager.
That's exactly right. What's a little bit different here is he had driven less than a mile with his new license.
A mile?
Yeah, less than a mile. 18-year-old's dad had to come to the police station to pick him up. You know, golly. I don't know how they do insurance in Belgium, but that's probably not a good thing that there'll be a driving record minutes after you get that first license. I'm sure he's probably going to be grounded for a while as well.
Every time
on top
you play
of everything
this,
else.
I think it's the Smurfs.
No.
I hear that weird little sound at the beginning.
Yeah. That, I can't imagine in what universe we're going. What, you mean like the Smurfs theme song?
Yeah, I just mean that didn't. Oh. There's some theme song I've heard before that has a little sound like that.
You think
that.
It might be the Smurfs.
But no, it's not.
It's not. No, it's not. No.
Unfortunately.
Well, anytime it's, you know, what's the temperature this morning?
47.
Yeah, 47, you know.
Look. And okay, guys, I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to play this because it's cold, that's,
yeah.
As a woman who actually wears woman's underwear, that is not a good method to deal with cold weather.
I understand. That's the whole reason we play it, because you'd want to be wearing more than that, right?
I hope so.
You would think.
And I hope you would never be wearing any of
that. You know, you're pretty much right about that, but that's the reason we have it here. So
thanks,
you have to understand, we have a large audience. There's diversity. How's that?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
I understand.
If you do walk around in women's underwear, you need to put something else on.
You'll be shivering.
Thanks for putting that mental picture in my head for the rest of the day.
It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting.
Well, it was still a minute ago.
Yeah.
Information.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So the theme song?
Yeah.
At sometimes during the day when you're just working on something and it's kind of like a change of scene,
uh-huh.
Do you hear little clips of this song, kind of like a rendition?
Nah.
Everyone's like it's living in a TV show or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
I'll just be working in it. Plays like this little last catch of the song.
Scott wakes up singing it.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 617. One of the first things that Kevin did when he came to work here is he said, do me a favor, when it's Republic Day in Niger, let me know. And,
and I did.
So, yeah, and so there
you
go.
No, you didn't.
I did. Republic Day in Niger is very important in my family.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe it's not. Anyway, we got... It's the 353rd day of the year.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, really. When does the world end? Pretty soon? Is that right? Friday, Saturday?
Friday.
Something like that? Okay, all right. Yeah. Today's Baked Cookies Day. Why not? And why shouldn't every day?
Sure. It's the end of the world. Cookies would be perfect with that.
And, you know, here's the other thing. Since the world ends on Saturday, this will be your last opportunity today to celebrate National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day.
Gross.
Hey.
And I didn't get the memo and bring my plunger.
I know. But, I mean, it's going to be the last time you could actually do that on the real day. Anyway.
That's a catastrophe.
It is. All right. Birthdays.
Christina Aguilera, who can sing a little, is 32.
Mm-hmm.
The former Miss Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, is 34.
Oh, yeah.
Bridget Mendler is 20. You have no idea.
I have no idea.
I watch her every day.
Do
with
you?
My 6-year-old.
She's, oh, okay.
Good luck, Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Uh-huh.
And she actually has a couple songs out, as a matter of fact, like every other Disney star.
Yes.
Trish Stratus is 37, and I believe she is George Clooney's arm candy this month.
Okay.
Rachel Griffiths is 44 from 6 Feet Under. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 48 years old from Victoria, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt is 49.
Brad Pitt is 49. Mr. Chanel number 5, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Just odd.
Yeah, it is.
One of my favorite actors, Ray Liotta, 58.
Mm-hmm.
Good fellow. Good movie.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg, 66.
Oh, he's probably, I don't know. I guess he's the richest guy who's born today that we can tell.
No. I don't think so.
No? It's the other one.
I think it would be the other one. Steven Spielberg, by the way.
Uh-huh.
He threw a party for himself.
Uh-huh.
He got an Oscar for it.
Oh, I think so.
Because he's got an Oscar for everything.
Uh-huh, he does.
And Keith Richards is 69, and I think Richards probably has more money than Spielberg.
He is the one that we originated the phrase collecting bets.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
I can believe that.
Yeah. And again, you look at him and you go, he's only 69? Wow. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, he's got to be just shy of bulletproof.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Movie critic Leonard Maltin, 62. And one of my top five favorite comedians, probably, Ron White.
Tater.
Tater is 56.
I love Tater.
Tater is awesome. He's 56 years old. He's the guy on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour always walks out with, and I believe it's probably really bourbon. And a cigar.
Yep.
And so not bad.
And
all right.
And his son, Tot.
Yeah, Tot. It's 620.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the problem we're facing here isn't the outlines of a bad deal. It's really, what does the GOP want to represent? I know some Republicans are demoralized and defeated, and maybe you don't have your confidence right now, but I don't care. Get over it. Obama won the presidency. Get over it.
Wait. This is like the third day in a row we've run this one, I think. There's got to be another one out there. All right, let me go have a look. In the meantime...
The truth.
No. I'm covered up by him. I'm covered up. All right, here we go. Now we'll look for another
one.
The
cost of driving. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're getting some welcome relief at the gas pumps. The government says gas prices are at their low for the year. Regular is selling nationwide for an average $3.25 a gallon. The price fell 9 cents in the last week. It has come down 18 cents in the last 3 weeks. Yesterday was the first day this year that the average pump price was under $4 a gallon in all 50 states. A credit bureau expects only a tiny percentage of us to default on our car loans in 2013. TransUnion predicts auto loan performance will remain strong with a low delinquency rate, even though more loans are being granted to consumers with shaky credit histories. Tropicana is set to roll out a new drink called Farm Stand, made from carrots, beets, and other vegetables. Sales of pure fruit juices, including orange juice, have fallen 6% over the last 5 years. Tropicana hopes the new vegetable juice will become popular with consumers who are worried about sugar. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Like a lot of things, if somebody has evil intentions in their heart, they're gonna go out and perpetrate an evil act. You cannot stop somebody that is hell-bent on hurting innocent people unless you have the ability to prevent them. So if the left truly cares about saving innocent life, if they have any respect for our Constitution, maybe they'll join those of us that are going to cut through the fog and the rhetoric and the exploitation and take a closer look and search out policies that are related to mental health and school security. Now, if they don't, which I don't think they want to do, then what they're after isn't greater safety for our kids, but advancing an ideological agenda, which is kind of sickening when you think of it, which is happening.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Stop
it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the Customs of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, you know, pretty nice temperatures today. Look for a high temperature of about 75 degrees under sunny skies. 64 for a low tonight. We'll be up to 78 tomorrow. And then Wednesday down to 40% chance of showers with a low of 48. And it's a little bit different on Thursday because it'll be windy. Probably gusts up as high as maybe 35 miles an hour. The high will be 53, but obviously it won't feel like it. And we'll have a freeze on Thursday night at 29. High again on Friday is about 58, and the winds will lay down a little bit. And Saturday looks very nice at about 62, so a little bit chilly here in the middle of the week. And, again, a 40% chance of showers. We'll see if that comes through. Right now the winds are calm. We have 68% relative humidity, and it's 46 out there.
Whether you're the oldest child, the baby, or somewhere in the middle, your birth order does make a difference. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Where you fall in your family's birth order does seem to make a difference in how you turn out.
The first 23 astronauts in outer space, guess what?
21 firstborns, and two only children. Not a middle or a baby in sight.
Psychologist Dr. Kevin Lehman, author of the Birth Order book and What a Difference a Mom Makes.
Firstborns are natural leaders. They are organizers, achievers. There are engineers, our architects, our astronauts, our surgeons. Anywhere where perfection is paid off, you're going to find the firstborn at the head of the class.
Middle kids turn out differently, usually because they're treated differently.
They're the ones that are glossed over, ignored. In the business field, it's interesting. Your CEOs, your presidents are firstborn children, but your entrepreneurs, the Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Steve Forbes, another middle child. So your middle child walks to a little different beat of the drum. He seeks refuge outside of the family. So friendships are huge to the middle child.
And the youngest born?
Guess what they're good at? Getting people to laugh. They're manipulative, social, outgoing, never met a stranger.
But Dr. Lehman says there are variables that can change these outcomes.
I'm a dad of five kids, four daughters and one son. Son's right in the middle. Well, is he a middle child? No, he's not a middle child. He's a firstborn son. In fact, he's the head writer and executive producer of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. He's a funny kid.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police continue to look for a hit-and-run driver that put a pedestrian in the hospital. Officers responded to the intersection of George Bush and Bazell next to the A&M campus Saturday morning at about 3 a.m. A 20-year-old College Station man was struck while crossing the street. Police say the driver of a white, late-model two-door BMW left the scene without stopping and assisting the injured. Multiple crashes along the freeway near Briarcrest last Friday night resulted in multiple volunteers assisting law enforcement. The A&M News Service reports among those assisting was a man who had just graduated and was commissioned as a Navy ensign. Brian Curry was a student of Professor Paul Timoney, who is also a commanding officer and Marine colonel.
We have a program in the Navy called the Seaman to Admiral program. He actually was an enlisted sailor, had about 14 years in the Navy, and he had just finished his degree, and we commissioned him that day as an ensign in the Navy. So sharp guy, very impressive student, married with a couple of kids. So just quick thinking on his part and just jumping in and making, you know, getting done what needed to get done.
Curry and a Navy friend were among six people in chest-deep water, getting to the driver who had been underwater for 5 minutes after his pickup came to rest upside down in a creek. After Curry and Mario Pineda cut the seat belt, the driver was taken to an ambulance where he started breathing again. Another residential no-parking zone has been approved by the College Station City Council, but a pair of neighbors who say those who will move from Cullen Trail and Kiefer Loop to Tony Court were unable to extend the ban. Councilman John Nichols was part of the 4-3 majority who wanted a survey of all the residents of the cul-de-sac.
I have a great concern that there is a reasonable likelihood that there's going to be some unintended consequences or some real consequences from this, but I just can't step beyond the original ordinance at this time.
Councilman James Benham noted the city's neighborhood services coordinator was already involved.
She went through the trouble of working with Barbara Moore. She got her involved. She made a best effort to contact citizens. They had their chance to come here as well. If we're not going to amend this, then we need to shelve this whole item until we can deal with Tony Court.
The council will revisit the issue in 6 to 8 weeks. School safety is again top of mind following what happened last Friday in Connecticut. Superintendents in the local districts say their planning has involved local authorities. Bryan's Tommy Wallace says that includes a safety audit last summer with the police and fire departments.
And then earlier this year, even after school started, we even had the Bryan Police Department go over each one of our elementary school dismissal procedures to see if there was anything that we had gone or maybe had an oversight on. So at this point, Brian feels very confident in our emergency operating procedures if something were to happen.
College Station's Eddie Coulson says preparations include a mock disaster drill.
We're one of the very few schools around that's had a live active shooter drill at one of our campuses several years ago, which was beneficial, I think, for our police department as well as beneficial for the College Station School District.
Both superintendents say in addition to planning, our employees paying attention to their surroundings. It could be after Christmas before the resumption of a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville to Bryan. That's due to another appeal by prosecutors objecting to the wording of jury instructions. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has been asked to consider the ruling by the local judge in charge of the John Falk Jr. trial. Falk, who is accused of being an accomplice to the 2007 death of a prison guard at the Wynn unit, faces the death penalty. Lawyers for the judge who approved the jury instructions and the defendant have 10 days to file a response. And the latest abused pit bull that has the attention of a local animal sanctuary is currently in the Navasota City shelter. Contributions have been made around the world to help Bentham, according to April Plemons of Longway Home Sanctuary.
Bentham was a dog who was found by a Navasota police officer who has wounds and injuries that are highly indicative of dog fighting. He's incredibly thin. He's been neglected. And there's a ring around his neck that indicates that he was also a chain dog. We're primarily concerned with covering his medical costs and his care and hopefully getting a foster for him so we can get him into the Longway Home program, rehabilitate him, and hopefully get him adopted into a forever home.
More information is available on the WTAW.com website. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 47 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06. Or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find, Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Here's Miriam Gamushin describing her new Lady G collection.
I have this new, more casual collection that we called Lady G, Lady Gamushin, so Lady G. We have Mrs. G, which is the most serious pieces. They are fun. You just wear these long sautoirs. A sautoir is a long necklace, and it's got little diamond motifs going on here and there, and they're easy to wear, they're not expensive, and they will last you forever.
Lady G collection by Gamushin, available at David Gardner's.
A gift from Riviera Salon and Day Spa will delight anyone on your shopping list. With Riviera's holiday spa packages and gift baskets, you can treat the one that you love to a massage, facial, manicure, and pedicure, or any number of services and products from the full-service spa and salon. And for every $200 in gift certificates you buy, receive $10 in free spa dollars to treat yourself later. Riviera Salon and Day Spa on Rock Prairie across from the new Scott and White Hospital. Visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find them on Facebook.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Large area of high pressure continues to settle across the region. That high pressure system responsible for the sunshine, which we'll see throughout the day, and the comfortable temperatures too. We'll cool this morning, but we'll climb up to 75 later today. Partly cloudy tonight, 60. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Early showers tomorrow night, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to about 40. Sun, 53 to 58 during Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Our focus needs to be on us trying to get better and not a knock against Corpus Christi.
We'll find out how they'll fare, but I'll tell you, their record at home against non-conference teams is absolutely incredible.
It's stunning.
We'll share that with you, as well as Monday Night Football and some more All-American news from Aggie football coming up in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, key part is non-conference. You know, it's going to
be still pretty remarkable, the number on this one.
That's true.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Fresh butter and milk for you and your ilk. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a dancing New Year.
All right, this is just silly.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Where did this come from?
Who knows?
YouTube.
Yeah. No. This is actually before YouTube.
For good muscle tones, complexions, and bones, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's almost over.
Thank you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
For milky smooth skin, use our dairy bin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from. Maybe the American Dairy Association. Right? I mean, wouldn't that make
That's
sense?
A good guess.
You may as well sell your product, Big Finish.
Just before the Got Milk campaign.
Yeah.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
There you go. So, don't worry, Kat. Next week we'll play nothing but serious Christmas music.
But
up until then,
what makes you think I only approve of serious Christmas
music? Don't know that you do, but I'm just, all of these I know are surprising to you as well. Tomorrow,
I'm just impressed with the depth of your catalog.
Oh well, again,
I know.
Been doing this for a few years.
I'm surprised he's played all these songs and he hasn't played "The Night Santa Went Crazy."
Well, considering short-term news items that have taken place, I wouldn't think now's the best time to be doing that.
Well, I suggested it last week before anything else happened.
So, tomorrow I have to clean it up first. Tomorrow we have Larry the Cable Guy doing Christmas Carol.
He's actually a friend of mine.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know Larry. He's a good guy.
You know a lot of people.
Well, he's done radio for a long time.
Well, that doesn't mean you know anybody.
Well, yeah, no, you run into people through your show and you end up either developing a relationship or not. But
he's about one of the only ones that I really and truly can say, yeah, I know him.
There you go.
Well, that's funny.
So, Merry Christmas. A new report says Christmas Day is by far the deadliest holiday for U.S. Americans. That has to make you feel
awesome.
Good. Yeah. Actually, it's a study in the medical journal Circulation. And again, how many copies do they print?
Exactly.
So that you could know. Says that there are over 12% more deaths on Christmas Day than any other day. Why? Weather, which causes traffic accidents, and stress, which causes heart attacks and stroke.
So, huh.
If you're
an overconsumption of delicious food.
Yeah, if you have to drive a long way to go spend time with people you don't want to have anything to do with, I mean, it's a double whammy, right? The National Journal reports that we're about to embark on another battle to either modify or get rid of the Electoral College.
Wow, interesting.
Well, it happens really after every presidential election, and I think yesterday, members of the Electoral College cast their official final votes in the they do that on Monday. Is that right?
I think they did it yesterday, and then it's not ratified by Congress until Monday.
So, apparently, I don't know if you know, Barack Obama won, and so he gets the second term and all that goes with it. The popular vote from state to state dictates whether Democratic or Republican electors get the honor.
but the outcome was never in doubt. More than 270 votes, of course, needed to get that. So anyhow, they're talking about making some sort of change. The difference this time is that Republicans with legislative majorities in three key Democrat-leaning states, that'd be Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, might actually pull something off. The plan in those states is apparently to pass bills similar to those passed in Maine and Nebraska to award Electoral College votes proportionally and eliminate the winner-take-all plan. Now, that's kind of interesting. President Obama won all three states in 08, good for 46 electoral votes, because of the winner-take-all system. Now, had the votes been awarded proportionally by congressional district, Mitt Romney would have won 26 of those electoral votes compared with just 19 for President
kidding.
Obama. So, I mean, it could make a difference. And if you look at, I mean, again, this has happened before, but if you look at the red state, blue state, and you look at U.S. America, the entire map, you see there's a whole bunch of Republican in there. But in the big cities, that's where the Democrats win. And so, I mean, it's an interesting concept, but I don't know that it's necessarily going to happen. And contrary to the rumors that are flying around in the blogosphere yesterday, former Massachusetts governor and Democrat presidential candidate Mike Dukakis will not be appointed to fill John Kerry's seat because he looked goofy when he drove that tank, right?
With the helmet on,
I guess that's probably the only reason, but anyway. He's...
That was his coup de grace for his career.
Yeah, that pretty much did it. There's not people laugh, anyway. Fiscal cliff thing, fine, okay, that's great. And I guess we'll probably talk to Bill Flores tomorrow, and I don't know. That's kind of a neat story this morning. It's 6:46. 6-year-old Noah Posner was one of the many young lives taken on Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary. JetBlue helped his family remind the world that he'll never be forgotten. Noah's aunt, Victoria, okay, on Sunday, she tweeted that her 5-year-old son wanted a love note to be buried with Posner. Her husband was in Newtown, Connecticut, to attend the funeral, but he didn't want to scan the note into an email. She preferred that Noah be buried with the real thing. So she tweeted, "How does a 9x12 piece of paper travel 3,000 miles in less than 24 hours? U.S. Postal Service was closed, FedEx and UPS were not going to be able to do that." So she tweeted, "I need to know if there's a way to overnight an envelope from Connecticut, as my son-in-law wants notes from the whole family buried with Noah. Help?" Question mark. Within 10 minutes, JetBlue responded.
No kidding.
Yep, they offered to help her. Victoria delivered the note to Craig Myers, who's a JetBlue flight attendant, who was working the JFK plane. On Monday morning, a friend of Victoria's boarded the plane to retrieve the note so she wouldn't have to go through security, and they got the note there in less than 24 hours. That's a pretty cool thing for JetBlue.
That is cool.
Because JetBlue does some stuff that's kind of goofy and kind of funky and that kind of thing, but they probably need kudos at that point. Delta also responded. They just did not respond as fast, but... good on those two, I would think. All right, it's 6:47.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy radio show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're short on outdoor gardening space, or if you just like having plants to be around you all the time, then you need to consider the several fine flowering houseplants. We're going to talk today about some that are not the commonplace. They're not things like mums and azaleas that you discard after they're through blooming. Some of these are types that you can reflower and that will stay with you for a long period of time. I'll be back with details right after this important message. The reviews are coming in. My 2013 Texas gardening calendar is going over like gangbusters. We have a few copies left. If you would like to get one of your copies of this calendar with more than 10,000 words, it'll tell you month by month all of the new year when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, the prettiest one that I've published to date, and we've done 30 calendars over the years. Get my 2013 Texas gardening calendar at a one-third savings by buying it in combination with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written specifically for Texas. All of this for $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call today, 1-800-752-4769. If we're looking for somewhat uncommon flowering houseplants, I'm going to start with one that certainly is uncommon. That's Cressandra. It's a lovely small flowering plant. I love this little plant. Its lustrous dark green leaves are attractive enough, but when the plant blooms, its orange sherbet-colored flowers provide a stunning contrast to the foliage. And given good light and careful attention, Cressandras will continue blooming for months. Mature plant size, 8 to 12 inches. Don't beat yourself up if it eventually goes away on you. It will happen, but it's a beautiful plant, otherwise Cressandra. There has been such a proliferation of orchids in the last 10 or 20 years. They are some of the most popular of our flowering houseplants, especially the Phalaenopsis orchids. They're wonderful, and hopefully you're trying them. You just have to be patient. You may have ruled them out years ago, but do give them the second consideration. Phalaenopsis and Paphiopedilum orchids are the easiest, but there are many other genera as well. Give them bright light and high humidity, and they'll bloom at their appointed season each year. Bromeliads are fun. They become mainstream flowering houseplants. Their leaves are spectacular, and the floral spikes are dazzling. There are literally hundreds of varieties available. They remain in bloom for several months, at which time the mother plant dies and the young sprouts or pups begin developing into new plants. Most popular houseplant bromeliads are epiphytes. That is, they grow suspended in trees. It's important that you know that so you can provide water into their vases in the centers of the leaves. African violets and their relatives make up the last group of flowering houseplants I want to talk about today. Although they have the reputation of being difficult to grow indoors, the secret with African violets lies in giving them attentive care. They require bright light, constant moisture, and warm temperatures. Given those conditions and nourished with a specialty African violet fertilizer, they should bloom almost incessantly. Flame violets or apicias are also charming. They're trailing relatives with green or brownish leaves and red, yellow, white, or lavender blooms. They're great in hanging baskets. These aren't the easiest of the houseplants, but really patient gardeners will do very well with the African violets and all of their relatives. I hope you'll enjoy houseplants. They really are fun. I'm Neil Sperry. Special plants for special places will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. For the first time in program history, a trio of A&M football players has been named consensus All-American by the NCAA, including unanimous All-American Luke Jokel. Jokel was listed on all five teams selected by the major organizations used to compile the consensus list. That includes the American Football Coaches Association, Associated Press, Football Writers Association of America, the Sporting News, and the Walter Camp Football Foundation. Making the consensus All-American list in addition to Jokel were quarterbacks Johnny Manziel and junior defensive end DeMontre Moore. Now, to be named consensus player, you must be first team on at least two of the five select All-American teams. They used the second and third teams as tiebreakers. Seeking a return to its winning ways, A&M men's basketball team is back in action at Reed tonight against Texas A&M Corpus Christi at 6. Now, the game is on FSN. Of course, we'll carry it live right here on WTAW. The only reason I mentioned television is this marks the first season in the program's history every single game will be televised. The Aggies enter the contest at 7-2 on the season and looking to improve on a history of outstanding success against non-conference teams at Reed Arena. It stands right now at 105-10 all-time and 5-0 this season inside Reed against non-league opponents. Here's Coach Kennedy on the Islanders.
A team that's played a lot of tough games on the road. They played against Houston, had a chance to win at home, played at Iowa, played some tough games just coming off a South Alabama loss, changed their lineup a little bit. A team that's just trying to find themselves. They got one of the leading shot blockers in the country, and their point guard's a very good player, a kid named Jordan, can get in the lane and make plays. Our focus needs to be on us trying to get better, and not a knock against Corpus Christi, but we've got to shore up some things offensively and get more solid on the offensive end to the floor and continue to grow defensively.
Last night, if you were watching, oh, by the way, the game tonight, 6 o'clock again, right here on WTAW. Last night, if you were watching Monday Night Football, you saw almost a record. Chris Johnson scored on a 94-yard run. That's the second longest in Monday Night Football history. And that touchdown was enough for the Tennessee Titans to beat the Jets 14-10 and eliminate the Jets from the playoff chase. Mark Sanchez threw the last of his four interceptions after the two-minute warning and lost a fumble with 25 seconds left deep in the Jets' end. Here's Coach Rex Ryan from the Jets.
We knew it was a huge game for us, and, you know, to turn it over five times, to get the ball on the 25-yard line, the chance to win it at the end, and then to turn it over again. Obviously, extremely disappointing, to say the least.
More record-setting information. Jim Boeheim has joined Bobby Knight and Mike Krzyzewski as the only coaches in Division I men's basketball to win 900 games. Boeheim reached the milestone with the third-ranked Syracuse team with a 72-68 win over Detroit. Here's Boeheim in the ceremonies that followed the game.
I'm happy that I've stayed around long enough to get to that point to win. I've won 900 games because of the coaches I've had all these years, players like these guys who've done so much. And I was a little nervous tonight because the greatest basketball player of all time at Syracuse is here. If it wasn't for Dave Bing, we never would have gotten this program going.
And since we're talking NCAA hoops, Duke is back in a familiar place atop the Associated Press college basketball poll. The Blue Devils replace Indiana, which fell to number 6 following an overtime loss to Butler on Saturday. Michigan is second, followed by Syracuse, Arizona, and Louisville. In the NBA, Serge Ibaka tied his career best, 25 points, and grabbed 17 rebounds last night, and the Oklahoma City Thunder ran past San Antonio, 107-93. Jeremy Lin scored 22 points in his return to Madison Square Garden last night, leading the Houston Rockets to a 109-96 win over the Knickerbockers. Here's Lin going home.
I'm happy that I've stayed around.
It's fun. I had a lot of memories here, and it's a great place to be, a great place to play. So, you know, I had a lot of fun tonight.
And finally, it is the middle of winter, but we're talking baseball. The Houston Astros have signed veteran Carlos Pena to their designated hitter spot. It's the first one for the team after moving to the American League. The 34-year-old Pena hit 197 with 19 homers and 61 RBIs last season with Tampa Bay. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Customs of Christmas. An intriguing custom of Christmas must be the practice of Christmas itself. Do you know it was once called Fooltide? I'll tell you why in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
The customs of Christmas were not always so abundantly observed. In fact, there was a time when Christmas itself was declared illegal. In 17th century England, at the time when the Puritans were in political power, the observance of Christmas became a serious offense. The law even banned the preparation of fancy pies and plum puddings. On December 25th, church doors were locked, no worship services permitted. And although later Christmas was restored by a more compassionate monarch, the Puritans continued to describe its tradition as Fooltide, another of the remarkable stories of the customs of Christmas.
We Texans don't like getting caught in the middle of the stampede during the Christmas season, so just mosey over to the Texas Trading Post at txtraders.com. You'll find more affordable Texas gifts than you can shake a stick at. Ornaments, corporate gifts, apparel, beautiful metal art, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. txtraders.com, the best local online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Texas gifts at affordable prices. txtraders.com.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They'll cry more in Connecticut today.
It was the saddest thing I could ever imagine.
He was at one of the two funerals for six-year-old boys yesterday. Two more of the 20 kids massacred at their elementary school will be laid to rest today as schools reopen. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
Funeral services will be held today for James Mattioli and Jessica Ricos. Schools here will be resuming today, except for Sandy Hook Elementary, which remains a crime scene. Volunteers are taking the furniture and classroom belongings to a nearby middle school in Monroe County that had been closed and refurbishing the school for Sandy Hook students. It's expected that it will be ready in the next few days. Dave?
Courtney, will we get new gun laws out of all this? One key voice is silent in the renewed debate. Fox News Radio's Richard Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the hunt for some action out of Washington's already underway. However,
it's a complex problem that will require a complex solution.
White House spokesman Jay Carney cautious in speculating about what's next, even as some conservative Republicans are saying gun control is on the table. But since the Sandy Hook tragedy, the National Rifle Association has gone dark. Its people are not on TV. Its website makes no mention of Sandy Hook, and its Facebook page is offline, Dave.
Rich, they're getting a little closer, trying to work out a deal to avoid tax hikes on everyone next year.
House Speaker John Boehner met with President Obama at the White House on Monday. The meeting lasted about 45 minutes, and Mr. Boehner put the Republican deal before the president, offering to let tax cuts expire for those earning more than $1 million a year.
Fox's Kelly Wright, President Obama's counteroffer to increase his income threshold to $400,000. Toyota has been slapped with a $17 million fine by the U.S. government for failing once again to quickly report problems to regulators and for delaying a safety recall. Nearly two dozen fraternity brothers at Northern Illinois University charged with hazing a month after a freshman pledge was found dead at the frat house after a night of drinking. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Folks at Intercon, make sure that your home is as energy efficient as possible from the standpoint of windows, because that's what they do. Windows is Intercon's specialty, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. They've got hundreds of satisfied customers throughout the Brazos Valley. Simple reason: good product, fair price, great service. And again, it's a local company on top of that, which makes it wonderful, because if you need to do it in stages, then Intercon can help you that way. But most importantly, if you think or you know that you've got a problem with your windows, that they're not sealing as tightly as they used to, or maybe they just haven't been energy efficient from day one, then give them a call. Intercon will come out, kind of assess the situation, let you know what needs to be done. Maybe repairing the existing windows works. Maybe you need to replace them. Don't know. But give them a call. They'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There'll never be any high pressure. And I mention that because in the window business, you'll find people who try to pressure you into buying something. You know, you get a great deal, but you have to sign by today. It's not the way Intercon does business. So if you want to do business with a local company that's got a great reputation and hundreds of satisfied customers, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The ripple effects of what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut will continue for some time. The superintendents of the local school districts have already had public and internal communication. College Station's Eddie Coulson says emergency management planning is part of the equation.
The truth is that the best thing that we can do is be very, very aware of our surroundings and be very, very aware of what's going on campus, whether it's outside on the playground or inside the building. And so that's one of the things that we talk to folks about a lot, is be aware of your surroundings.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says their goal is to make their classrooms as normal as possible.
We've got our counselors and our principals on standby on alert if somebody needs to talk or if a parent needs to visit, to ensure, you know, to feel that confidence that our schools are safe and that we're here for them.
Both districts have worked with their city police departments to address what would happen in an emergency. The College Station City Council was divided over extending a new no parking zone in a residential area. There will be no parking on one side of Kiefer Loop and Cullen Trail. Two residents of nearby Tony Court wanted it extended because they believed their cul-de-sac would get the overflow, threatening children who play in the area. Councilman James Benham agreed.
I honestly don't want to make them go through
the process of having to reapply on Tony Court when we all know that if we approve this, the parking is going to go there. And during the 2 months that it'll take to get this back on the agenda, those kids are going to have to deal with parking overflow.
Mayor Nancy Berry was part of the 4-3 majority against expanding the no parking zone until all homeowners are contacted.
We're very sympathetic to the people on Tony Court, and it may be 6 or 8 weeks, and I'm happy to vote for it at that time.
Blanche Brick noted police responded to 120 incidents over a 3-month period on Kiefer and Cullen, responding to reports including loud parties, gunshots, vandalism, and threats to neighborhood residents. While Highway 6 was shut down in Bryan last Friday night due to a series of wrecks, a newly graduated Aggie and a friend were busy with a rescue. Brian Curry is a 14-year Navy vet who was also commissioned at graduation as a Navy ensign. He and Mario Pineda, who is also in the Navy, saw a truck upside down in a creek along the freeway near Briarcrest. One of Curry's professors was commanding officer and Marine Colonel Paul Timoney.
Did tell me that was some nasty water, that they were in gasoline and whatever else was in the water down there. So, they're comfortable. And I think just the training they get in the Navy and just how to react to those types of things, not so much specifically a car in the water, but just that, hey, there's a situation and someone's got to take charge. I think that's what you saw from both him and his friend.
Curry and Pineda were among 6 people who went into chest-deep water, cut the seatbelt, and dragged the driver up the embankment. Police say the driver had been underwater for 5 minutes but was breathing on his own by the time he was transported to the hospital. A 20-year-old College Station man remains hospitalized after he was struck by a hit-and-run driver. The early Saturday morning incident took place near the A&M campus at George Bush and Bizzell. Police continue to look for the driver of a white, late model 2-door BMW who failed to stop and render aid. And a local animal sanctuary is helping an abused pit bull now housed in the Navasota City shelter. April Plemons of Longway Home Sanctuary says they're looking for a foster home for Bentham, who has wounds common to being a victim of dogfighting.
Bentham is putting on weight. It's amazing what a couple of days and really high-quality food will do for a dog. And we're treating his medical wounds. And if you're interested in following the story of Bentham, you can visit the Longway Home Pit Bull Rescue Facebook page. And we have an album dedicated just to saving Bentham. And so, again, hopefully we'll get him into our program and make him a wonderful rehabilitated dog and a wonderful dog for a home.
On our website at WTW.com is a link to the sanctuary's Facebook page where you can learn more about Bentham and the Pit Bull Rescue Program. Closing arguments expected yesterday have been delayed again for a second Texas inmate on trial in Bryan over a guard's death during a 2007 escape attempt. Prosecutors have appealed a ruling that rejected their challenge to jury instructions working in the capital murder trial of John Falk Jr. He's charged in the death of Wynn Unit Officer Susan Canfield. Prosecutors seeking the death penalty lost their appeal last week before the 10th Court of Appeals, then Friday appealed to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Attorneys for Falk and the judge who approved the jury instructions have 10 days to respond. WTW News Time is 7:11. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, stop by David Gardner's yesterday to pick something up, and there's David zooming around the store. I mean, he stays busy, that's for sure. Doesn't sit down. Didn't have the pencil behind his ear yesterday like he will sometimes, because he always enjoys working on something. He's always got something going in his head as far as jewelry design is concerned, and you end up being the beneficiary of that. I mean, he's been doing this kind of thing for 30 years, but he's still as excited now as he was in the beginning about coming up with creations. And, of course, he has other jewelry designers other than himself and the people who work for him. So what I'm saying is there's a whole bunch of choices for you right now at David Gardner's. It continues to be that way and always has been. I mean, they built it up for Christmas, and so there are lots and lots of display cases that have many, many ideas in there. They're open on Monday now. They're open up next Monday. Normally, they're not open on Mondays, but they have been for the last few weeks because it's a busy time for them. But to have that gold package from David Gardner, something kind of special, that's for sure. So stop in and see him. If you have absolutely no idea what you want, they can guide you through that. If you've got some ideas, then they'll certainly show you what your options are. You'll find functional jewelry for every budget right there at David Gardner's. Remember, they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service as well. 911 University Drive, David Gardner's.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It's a 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We've got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. The high extends across Louisiana and back across Texas. A gorgeous day. All that sun will warm us up to about 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Clouding up tomorrow with the chance of a shower, high temperature 75 to 80. There may be a shower tomorrow evening, then it becomes partly cloudy near 40. Sunny skies during the day Thursday, highs 53 to 58. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. And to answer your question from earlier, Scott, there has been four occasions where A&M has had two players make it to the consensus All-American list. We have more than that this time, and we will share who they are coming up at about 7:50 this morning. Also, A&M returns to Reed Arena and Monday Night Football. We'll get you caught up here in just a bit.
All that sporty type stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Nah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I like it so far.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
This is delightfully normal.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. It's something different, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is for this show.
Just want to keep us guessing, huh?
That's right.
Long lay the world in
sin. See, I mean, that's the real deal right there. You're going, now, why would he be playing this, right?
I'm waiting.
I know, I'm thinking it's going to break in with
no.
him. I'm waiting for the dime to drop.
Yeah, no. No, this is Mairead and the Girls, as they call them. This is a Celtic woman.
Ooh.
Yeah, Mairead Nesbitt, she's that little blonde-headed girl who runs around the stage and plays the fiddle. Well, I guess the violin.
I've actually seen them perform live. It's incredible.
Yeah, they are here tonight. So if you would like to go see them, I think their ticket's still available. And I would agree with you. That's, I guess we saw them last year, maybe 2 years ago. But yeah, they're in town tonight at Opus. It's so I thought I'd play a little bit of... And they're going to be doing, obviously, a Celtic Woman Christmas tonight. So if you want tickets, it's at the MSC box office. It starts at 7:30.
I would retract my snore then.
Yeah, that's all right.
You made this Irish boy quite happy.
Yeah, let's not make fun of it till we know what it is.
Hello.
Well, now we need a little too fat for the chimney.
I know. It's another guess. It's very different, isn't it? Yeah. You thought we were going to break into Giselle McKenzie, but that was a matter of fact. So more than a quarter of workers say their workplaces will close down during the holidays, and even if they don't, employees are likely to take time off. The Working the Holiday poll, which is commissioned by Workforce Institute, found more employees planning to take Christmas Eve and or New Year's Eve off, 26%, compared with 18% in a similar study that was conducted 5 years ago. It's thought that as many employers cut staff and merit increases, employees may be feeling more encouraged to use their paid time off. That seems counterproductive. If they're laying people off, don't you want to show like you're a team player? I mean, yeah. Organizations may also.
Well, then again, yes. If you leave and they can tell how much a difference you make,
yeah.
You know, yeah. If you actually do a good job.
Let's say like, this.
Oh, my gosh. Get him back here in the office. We need Scott DeLucia.
The right thing to say is they can tell how little or how much. Because, yeah it could be the other way around.
It could bite
too.
You in the fanny.
Yeah, yeah. Organizations may also be looking to reward their staff for weathering the storms of the past few years with the extended vacation. Nearly 40% of workers plan to take Christmas Eve off, while 28% will take off the following Monday, which is New Year's Eve. About 15% of those days off in 2007, so that it's a little bit different. It's 40 and 18 as opposed to 15 5 years ago. So if you're taking off, you're not alone. And, of course, because we have this great big employer over there across the street, you know, that drives a lot of the time
yeah, it
off.
It does.
It does drive a lot of the time off. So there you go. All right, so in Thailand, three men broke into a store and they stole several items, but since they were low on cash, these Einsteins thought, well, here's a good way to get some money back. We'll take one of the items that we stole back and get a refund.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. Apparently it's not a really big store because they ended up dealing with the owner.
Oopsie.
They went in, the shop owner explained that she had just opened for the day and she didn't have any money in the cash register yet. So, says here, again, it's Thailand. It's different. The three thieves lay down in hammocks outside the store, waiting for the owner to earn enough money to give it to them.
Oh.
And that is exactly where the police found them.
Wow.
Loving that.
2 days ago, we told you the story about the, Denny's in Las Vegas? Or maybe it was yesterday.
It's where you can get married?
Yeah, get married and do the whole thing, you know. Just understand that they're not all the same. In Youngstown, Ohio, a man upset over having to wait at the checkout counter at Denny's for too long set the restaurant's Christmas tree on fire.
Like you do.
Of course.
Anger management.
Well, I'm not, don't know how big the tree was, don't know how long he had to wait, but those are the stories that we have. Wow. All right, the Yahoo has given us their top searches for 2012. The top eight, because we never do 10. The top eight searches. Number eight is political polls. Number seven is the Olympics. Really? Was that this year? Boy, it seems like it was a long time ago.
Summer Games.
It was
yeah,
a long time
right.
ago.
Number six is Whitney Houston. Five, Kate Middleton. Four, Kate Upton. Who's Kate Upton?
A very beautiful girl that was on Sports Illustrated, but not that I would know off the top of my head who that was.
All right. Number two. Yeah, right. I noticed that. Number two, Kim Kardashian. Number five, two is the iPhone 5. And number one were the presidential elections. So as far as news stories are concerned, the election was number one, obviously, and Whitney Houston was number two. And Hurricane Sandy ends up being number three. Wow. Considering that just happened. And as far as our obsessions, what we are obsessed about, number one was the, of course, iPhone 5. Number two, the political polls. And number three, Mega Millions, because we did, what, like a $500 million this year,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, not bad. 62% of us hoard old cell phones. How many old cell phones you got, Kevin?
Two.
All right. Kat's still on her original
well,
one, right?
I have the phone from when I was in England.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, not like I can use it, but it's in the. I found it in the bottom of a drawer when I was
right.
moving.
That's what happens is people find stuff at the, in the bottom of the drawer or something. I think I've got two. I think I have two.
I use one of them, though, as like a Walkman.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, just for on my bicycle and when I'm working out. I figure if I break it, then, you know.
Yeah, I have one that I put under a table leg because it's too short.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there you go.
That's what I do with my dissertation.
Uh-huh. What? You put it under
yeah,
table leg?
Yeah, I mean,
leg?
What else is it good for?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. New research finds that almost half of Facebook's games-playing audience are daily active users. You know who you are. New research finds that almost half of Facebook's game-playing audience are daily active users. And of those people, one-third play games several times per day. Several times per day. I don't know. I'm not part of that, so I don't understand it exactly. But there you are.
Wow.
Got that going on. And, you know, I don't watch it, but The Simpsons is a pretty popular television show, I've heard.
Yes, sir.
You think? Anyway, apparently Homer Simpson becomes hopelessly addicted to playing a game called Villageville.
Oh my gosh.
I like that.
Yeah. On his MyPad in Sunday night's episode of The Simpsons as the comedy takes a stab at the Zynga Facebook games. By the way, I think yesterday was the birthday of the premiere of The Simpsons.
Huh.
First time it appeared on as a freestanding show. Homer is home faking a back injury when he discovers the game, becomes so addicted he forgets to walk the family dog, Santa's little helper. It's not the first time The Simpsons have parodied a popular mobile game. Earlier this season, Homer was playing Words with Words with Enemies. not bad.
Awesome.
I like that. Not bad at all. Okay. Moms, dads, I don't know how you feel about this. The Center for Digital Democracy, this is a nonprofit advocacy group that addresses internet and broadband issues, has filed a complaint. They did that yesterday with the Federal Trade Commission, asking it to investigate and take action against Nickelodeon.
What?
And mobile game maker PlayFirst for violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Their game, SpongeBob Diner Dash, the game, which has been downloaded 10 million times for iPhone and iPad, asks children to provide a wide range of personal information, including their full name, email address, and other online contact information, without providing notice to the parents or obtaining prior parental consent. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
That would not be a good thing. So maybe rightfully so they're going after those folks. We'll keep you posted on that.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. And yes, St. Nicholas was real. A kind and generous Catholic bishop who lived over 1,000 years ago in ancient Turkey. And each Christmas, he gave gifts to good little children. The Dutch brought his legends to America. They called him Sinterklaas, their way of saying St. Nicholas. The British heard it as Santa Claus, and from that, the legend began to take hold. But Santa wasn't really here to stay until a New York college professor wrote a certain Christmas poem for his children.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever somebody new moves to town, they're offered information, maybe samples for services. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, look for a high today of 75 degrees. South winds at about 10. Should be ideal. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, a little warmer at 78. And it'll be kind of breezy. Winds south 15 to 20 miles an hour. There'll be a chance of rain at 30% during the day. It goes up to 40% tomorrow night, with a low of 48 and the winds come around, so that on Thursday we'll have a high of 53, but we could have wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour on Thursday. Going to have a freeze on Thursday night, it looks like, at 29 degrees. Then sunshine for Friday and Saturday, back up into the upper 50s, and then Saturday 62. That's how the forecast looks right now. Currently, we have a chill factor of about 46. Winds are out of the south at 5 miles an hour, 63% relative humidity, and the air temperature is 48.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In November, voters in Long Beach, California voted to require hotels with over 100 rooms to pay employees a so-called living wage of $13 an hour. Law goes into effect next week. This week, the Best Western Golden in Long Beach posted a letter informing all employees they're being fired and would be eligible for a severance package of $1,000. The hotel will reopen under new management after the downsizing, possibly retaining some current employees. another Long Beach hotel with 140 rooms, said they'll comply with the new law by getting rid of rooms so that they'll have under 100. The reaction was fast and furious. A union goon representing hotel workers called Best Western's downsizing the worst, horrific example of slashing workers. Democrat Assemblyman Anthony Rendon called it a dishonorable attempt to circumvent the wishes of the residents of Long Beach. He vows that the city will not put up with this. Hotel workers and protesters confronted the hotel general manager, who said the cutbacks are due to a bad economy, not the election result. To intimidate him, they followed him around the hotel chanting, "Si su puede," which is the Obama mating call. Yes, we can. And they're right. Yes, they can. They can look for work elsewhere. There's a lesson here, folks. When low-information liberals try to punish businesses, it always ends up being the little guy who pays the price.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rutter Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police continue to look for a hit-and-run driver that put a pedestrian in the hospital. Officers responded to the intersection of George Bush and Bazell next to the A&M campus Saturday morning at about 3 a.m. A 20-year-old College Station man was struck while crossing the street. Police say the driver of a white, late-model two-door BMW left the scene without stopping and assisting the injured. Multiple crashes along the freeway near Briarcrest last Friday night resulted in multiple volunteers assisting law enforcement. The A&M News Service reports those helping included a man who had just graduated and was commissioned as a Navy ensign. Brian Curry was a student of Professor Paul Timoney, who is also a commanding officer and Marine colonel.
We have a program in the Navy called the Seaman to Admiral program. He actually was an enlisted sailor, had about 14 years in the Navy, and he had just finished his degree, and we commissioned him that day as an ensign in the Navy. So sharp guy, very impressive student, married with a couple of kids. So just quick thinking on his part and just jumping in and making, you know, getting done what needed to get done.
Curry and a Navy friend were among six people in chest-deep water getting to the driver who'd been underwater for 5 minutes after his pickup came to rest upside down in a creek. After Curry and Mario Pineda cut the seatbelt, the driver was taken to an ambulance where he started breathing again. Another residential no parking zone has been approved by the College Station City Council, but a pair of neighbors who say those who will move from Cullen Trail and Kiefer Loop to Tony Court were unable to extend the ban. Councilman John Nichols was part of the 4-3 majority who wanted a survey of all the residents of the cul-de-sac.
I have a great concern that there is a reasonable likelihood that there's going to be some unintended consequences or some real consequences from this, but I just can't step beyond the original ordinance at this time.
Councilman James Benham noted the city's neighborhood services coordinator was already involved.
She went through the trouble of working with Barbara Moore. She got her involved. She made a best effort to contact citizens. They had their chance to come here as well. If we're not going to amend this, then we need to shelve this whole item until we can deal with Tony Court.
The council will revisit the issue in 6 to 8 weeks. School safety is again top of mind following what happened last Friday in Connecticut. Superintendents in the local district say their planning has involved local authorities. Brian's Tommy Wallace says that includes a safety audit last summer with the police and fire departments.
And then earlier this year, even after school started, we even had the Bryan Police Department go over each one of our elementary school dismissal procedures to see if there was anything that we had gone or maybe had an oversight on. So at this point, Brian feels very confident in our emergency operating procedures if something were to happen.
College Station's Eddie Coulson says preparations include a mock disaster drill.
We're one of the very few schools around that's had a live active shooter drill at one of our campuses several years ago, which was beneficial, I think, for our police department as well as beneficial for, I know it was beneficial for the College Station School District.
Both superintendents say in addition to planning, employees are paying attention to their surroundings. It could be after Christmas before the resumption of a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville to Bryan. That's due to another appeal by prosecutors objecting to the wording of jury instructions. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has been asked to consider the ruling by the local judge in charge of the John Falk Jr. trial. Falk, who is accused of being an accomplice to the 2007 death of a prison guard at the Wynn unit, faces the death penalty. Lawyers for the judge who approved the jury instructions and the defendant have 10 days to file a response. And the latest abused pit bull that has the attention of a local animal sanctuary is currently in the Navasota City shelter. Contributions have been made around the world to help Bentham, according to April Plemons of Longway Home Sanctuary.
Bentham was a dog who was found by a Navasota police officer who has wounds and injuries that are highly indicative of dog fighting. He's incredibly thin. He's been neglected. And there's a ring around his neck that indicates that he was also a chain dog. We're primarily concerned with covering his medical costs and his care and hopefully getting a foster for him so we can get him into the Longway Home program, rehabilitate him, and hopefully get him adopted into a forever home.
More information is on the WTW.com website. WTW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
All right, the time has come. It's time to sell your house. The only problem is, like many of us, you look around, a little paint needs to be touched up, a few repairs here, a few repairs there. Is your realtor going to help you identify the ones that are crucial, the ones that you really need to get done, and maybe the ones that aren't as important as you might think? When you go with Zweiker & Associates, that's what's going to happen. Not only that, they're going to help you get multiple bids. They're going to evaluate the merits of each bid. They're going to meet the contractors at the house. Yes, your realtor, Zweiker & Associates, will do that. They'll even oversee the work, and they'll help to keep the contractors on time and within budget. They offer the same service for repairs after the house is under contract. After the buyer does an inspection, they'll assist the seller in getting bids for the repairs if necessary and oversee the work. Zweiker & Associates does what it takes to make sure you get the most out of your investment. Find out more about what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. Go to zarealestate.com. ZARealestate.com for Zweiker and Associates.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans.
Hey, there goes 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. The high extends across Louisiana and back across Texas. A gorgeous day. All that sun will warm us up to about 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Clouding up tomorrow with the chance of a shower, high temperature 75 to 80. There may be a shower tomorrow evening, then it becomes partly cloudy near 40. Sunny skies during the day Thursday, highs 53 to 58. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Our focus needs to be on us trying to get better and not a knock against Corpus Christi.
It's Coach Kennedy talking about tonight's game against A&M Corpus Christi. Tip-off at 6. We'll cover the information for you on that, as well as a trio of A&M players getting All-American status. Not just All-American, but consensus All-American. There is a difference. We'll share that with you here in about 12 minutes.
Johnny Manziel on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night on NBC. And he was on for, I don't know, they probably about 6-7 minutes, whatever. Just about closed the show. I mean, he was on it like the last 15 minutes of the show. He's on there with Megan Fox. Came out and gave Megan a little Texas Aggie onesie thing for her new baby.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Said Texas A&M and 12 on it, and, you know, that was kind of fun. He got to stand there right next to her. I think he's taller than she is. Anyway. So Leno asked him a lot of stuff. This one I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So have you always been a competitive guy?
Always. Ever since I can remember. Yeah. Whenever me and my dad, we would play, we're a big golfing family. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'd go out on the golf course, and he still to this day thinks he can beat me in golf, ping pong, football, basketball, horse, you
How
name
about
it.
Bowling?
Bowling? My mom actually got the best of me in bowling not too long ago.
Okay, so your mom beat you in bowling. Okay, so you're not going to be Johnny Bowling anytime
soon. No, not anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what else do you suck at? I want to tell people. People say,
yeah, really.
When girls got that really handsome young guy, yeah, but he sucks at bowling. Yeah. Well, and he also sucks at what?
Obviously, kicking a field goal this year. Okay. I didn't make a field goal in the game, and I'm a terrible snowboarder.
Yeah?
Not snowboard, ski.
Well, snowboarding in Texas, duh, hello.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, so there you go. A little bit of Manziel there on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night. So is it possible for Santa to get an extreme makeover? Tossing out the big red coat, pointy hat, all that kind of stuff. Santas are starting... Well, they're starting to get this workshop look, okay?
Hmm.
Opting for your work shirt and suspenders.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Colorado-based Naturally Santa. Yeah. provides prospective Kris Kringles to malls across U.S. America. They say the new look is less intimidating.
Sounds more
children.
Like my grandpa.
Well, and that's the whole idea, you see. That's not nearly as intimidating.
Do they have the naughty and nice tattoos on each arm?
Does your grandpa?
No, I mean.
Oh,
Santa
okay.
Claus.
Well, you said like your grandpa, so I didn't know. Oh, okay.
Excuse me. I have a spaghetti brain.
Oh, okay.
It just goes from one noodle to
yeah. That was in a movie, was it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Sorry.
It was the new one, as a matter of fact.
Missed the.
Yeah, because he looked kind of grungy. He was sort of a grungy Santa, wouldn't you say, Kevin?
Yeah, it was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, well, there you go. Now these Santas, of course, like this because it's much cooler than your bulky outfit. Not everybody likes the idea. One woman scolded a Santa in Michigan for not wearing his coat in the beard. That stays. Anyway, natural Santa.
So,
you know.
We missed our opportunity. The Christmas parade this year was the Lone Star Santa Parade.
Okay.
He could have ridden on a big old red Massey Ferguson.
Oh,
and instead of worrying about how it was so hot,
he could have won. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Given Santa's work situation, I think probably a plantation outfit might be better.
Yeah, all right.
I'm looking at the website now.
Okay.
It makes more sense.
Okay.
It's basically natural Santa means they have real beards.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you go to the website, I mean, there's some guys on here that look like the Coca-Cola Santa Claus.
Ah, yes. There you go. Yeah. McDonald's is pushing its franchisees to stay open on Christmas.
Oh, good heavens.
With a memo sent by corporate last month calling it, quote, our largest holiday opportunities.
So wants to eat McDonald's for Christmas dinner?
But listen, I mean, you got to think about that. It's possible. There's some people who don't celebrate Christmas, I guess. There's some people who don't have any place else.
Day.
I'm not sure that they're trying to embrace the diversity that is America. They are calling Christmas, quote, our largest holiday opportunity. It's estimated that the 6,000 restaurants that stayed open on Thanksgiving brought in about $36 million in extra sales, which comprised 1 percentage point. And if you'll recall, they didn't do well. Remember, they didn't beat their last year numbers for the first time in a long, long time.
Right.
So, quote, we capitalized on the opportunity to be open while our customers were on the road, and those customers rewarded us.
And are they threatening their workers with the automated burger flipper
from yesterday. Yeah, I'm not sure. Last year, the average company-owned store pulled in $5,500 in sales. So that's apparently what they think they can expect. Hello. You have to wait. I'll get over there in a minute. By the way, McDonald's doesn't offer overtime pay for anybody working on Christmas. A company rep says on holidays, the staff voluntarily signs up to work. So I guess, you know, if you're far away from home or won't be able to be with family, then you do that.
That's kind of cool. They don't pay OT, though.
Yeah. Okay, kind of an interesting story from The Nation going to press about how Walmart is selling a large number of the Bushmaster AR-15 assault rifles, okay, which has been getting some bad publicity. Well, they pulled the product from their website. The story in The Nation is a lengthy report on the role that Walmart plays in supplying average Americans with guns. It's not clear whether or not Adam Lanza's mother legally purchased her AR-15 or that Lanza eventually used. The model is sold at about 1,700 Walmart stores nationwide. And Walmart is the biggest gun seller in America. So kind of an interesting thing that happens there. And by the way, speaking of Walmarts, they'll be opening at midnight very early on Friday morning, one day before the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world.
Hey, since we're talking shoppatoriums,
yeah.
If you're fed up with Christmas,
yeah.
A Kmart in, I want to say Michigan, already has their Valentine's Day stuff.
Where is I want to say Michigan? I'm kidding.
Really?
Yeah, no, I know. What? Valentine.
Yeah, Valentine's Day stuff already up.
Get a great selection.
Valentine's
Hello?
Not even a legit.
Hey, good morning. McDonald's story. You also have to consider this year where Christmas falls. It falls in the middle of the week, so a lot of places will be traveling on or around Christmas Day. That was a decision we had to make, whether to wait an extra day or drive back to the town on Christmas Day.
Sure. No,
I'm personally against any store being open on a national holiday like that, but you know, like you said, the diversity of this country has changed so much, and it's
And if you're on the road and you're hungry,
that's true.
That's a good point. The fact that it is in the middle of the week does make things a little different. We're a little bit late, but I mean, we need to do this. This is important. If you're to the point where you just don't know what you're going to get somebody, we're always trying to help, right? Do what we can. If you're still looking for the last minute item for your husband or boyfriend, get the smartphone controlled toilet. That's right, it's the newest toilet to come out of Japan.
Remote flush?
Does it put the seat down?
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Shop the powerful Rangers for both work and play, or the razor-sharp Razors for outdoor adventures at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Christmas is such a delightful time of year, isn't it? The parties, colorful decorations, and music. Everyone seems so cheerful and happy. Well, not everyone. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Studies indicate that Christmas is the most likely time of year for people to suffer depression. That's probably because this holiday, more than any other, is a time of joy, celebration, and family. Yet for many, all that positive emotion only highlights the pain of their loss. It could be the passing of a loved one that's left an emptiness at home, or maybe it's unresolved conflict that separated a family and kept them distant. Whatever the issue, it's a common time of year for people to struggle against isolation and loneliness. I understand that feeling all too well. In my second year as a college student, Christmas was a desperate time for me. Having grown up as an orphan, I had no place to go for the holiday. So while all my friends were enjoying family dinners, I sat alone in a completely empty dorm room with no heat, eating food from a vending machine. During that time, I longed for someone to reach out to me. This Christmas season, there may be someone hurting right around you. Reach out to them. Let them know you care and help them feel connected. Your simple gesture may be just the ray of hope they need during a difficult and lonely time. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. For the first time in program history, a trio of A&M football players has been named consensus All-Americans by the NCAA, including unanimous selection, All-American Luke Jokel. Jokel was listed on all five selected by major organizations used to compile the consensus team. American Football Coaches Association, AP, Football Writers Association of America, the Sporting News, and the Walter Camp Football Foundation. Added to that list, quarterback Johnny Manziel, and junior defensive end Demontre Moore, all named consensus players, and they must be first team on at least two of the five selected All-American teams. They use the second and third teams to break the ties. After dropping a close one to OU, A&M seeking to return to its winning ways, A&M men's basketball team is back in action at Reed Arena Tuesday night to host A&M Corpus Christi at 6. The Aggies enter the contest 7-2 on the season and looking to improve on a history of outstanding success against non-conference foes at Reed Arena. A&M is 105-10 all-time and 5-0 this season inside Reed against non-league opponents. Here's Coach Kennedy on the Islanders.
A team that's played a lot of tough games on the road. They played against Houston, had a chance to win at home, played at Iowa, played some tough games just coming off a South Alabama loss, changed their lineup a little bit. A team that's just trying to find themselves. They got one of the leading shot blockers in the country, and their point guard's a very good player, a kid named Jordan, can get in the lane and make plays. Our focus needs to be on us trying to get better, and not a knock against Corpus Christi, but we've got to shore up some things offensively and get more solid on the offensive end of the floor and continue to grow defensively.
Once again, tip off tonight, 6 o'clock, and all the action is live right here on WTAW. In Monday Night Football last night, Chris Johnson scored on a 94-yard touchdown run, which was the second longest in Monday Night Football history. Jake Locker scrambled for the go-ahead touchdown as Tennessee beat the Jets 14-10, eliminating the Jets from the playoff chase. Mark Sanchez threw his last of four interceptions after a two-minute warning and lost a fumble with 25 seconds left and the Jets deep in Tennessee territory. Here's head coach Rex Ryan for the Jets.
We knew it was a huge game for us, and to turn it over five times, to get the ball on the 25-yard line, the chance to win it at the end, and then to turn it over again. Obviously, extremely disappointing, to say the least.
On to NCAA basketball, Jim Boeheim has joined Bobby Knight and Mike Krzyzewski as the only coaches in Division I men's basketball history to win 900 games. Boeheim reached the milestone when Syracuse escaped Detroit 72-68. Here are the postgame festivities.
I'm happy that I've stayed around long enough to get to that point to win. I've won 900 games because of the coaches I've had all these years, players like these guys who've done so much. And I was a little nervous tonight because the greatest basketball player of all time at Syracuse is here. If it wasn't for Dave Bing, we never would have gotten this program going.
That win kept Syracuse in the top five. Duke is back in a familiar place atop the Associated Press college basketball poll. The Blue Devils replaced Indiana, who fell to 6 after losing to Butler on Saturday. The rounding up the top five, Michigan, then Syracuse, Arizona, and Louisville. In the NBA, Serge Ibaka tied his career best 25 points and grabbed a season-high 17 rebounds, and the Oklahoma City Thunder ran past the San Antonio Spurs 107-93. Jeremy Lin scored 22 points in his return to Madison Square Garden, leading the Houston Rockets to a 109-96 win over the Knicks. Here's Lin after the game about going home.
It's fun. I had a lot of memories here, and it's a great place to be, a great place to play. So, I had a lot of fun tonight.
And finally, I know it's wintertime, but we're talking baseball. The Houston Astros have signed veteran Carlos Pena to be their designated hitter in the team's first season in the American League. The 34-year-old Pena hit 197 with 19 homers and 61 RBIs last season with Tampa Bay. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Cavalier Cigar Company of College Station's making Christmas shopping for men really easy. Stop into our store on University Drive next to the Fox and take a look at our custom-made, gorgeous, already-wrapped gift baskets, which are perfect for those guys that seem to have everything or the men that are just so hard to buy for. If you want to get somebody that perfect cigar humidor or cutter or lighter or just a few of their favorite premium cigars, of course, we've got that too. Cavalier Cigar Company is located next to the Fox and Hound on University Drive and College Station, and we're open through Christmas Eve. For last-minute Christmas gifts for men, Cavalier Cigar Company.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?" Or what about, "Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?" Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, having a sister in Windsor's family has its perks. Sources tell us Pippa Middleton, okay, was offered a plum gig as the royal correspondent for the Today Show.
Wow.
Rumor is NBC offered her $600,000 a year, and for that money, she gets to pre-record all of her segments and is only required to be on the air 20 times in a year.
Ooh, that's a good living.
That's a pretty dang good gig.
If only I had a sister that could marry a
That's right,
of the
then you could
family.
Be doing that kind of thing. Now, Charlie Sheen has certainly had his problems.
Well, that's being rather gracious.
Yeah. But you got to say that he's also got a sense of humor.
Yes.
Mike Walker of the National Enquirer reports producers for his former show, Two and a Half Men, put out a casting call searching for lookalikes for Charlie's character. 5 WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're trying to get back to normal. Schools in Newtown, Connecticut are back open this morning, but not Sandy Hook Elementary.
These two boys kept saying, "We can't go back to school. Our teacher's dead."
Well, other plans are being made for those kids amid more funerals. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
Two more funerals for two more children will be held at a Catholic church here today. Sandy Hook Elementary School remains a crime scene, but supplies and furniture are being moved to another school in nearby Monroe that had been shut and is now being prepared to be reopened soon for Sandy Hook students. All other schools are open today, 2 hours later than normal, and there will be a police presence at all of them to give the students and families a sense of security. Dave?
Courtney, Democrats in Congress are pushing for stricter gun laws, especially a ban on assault weapons, but some Republicans, like Texas Governor Rick Perry, are wary.
One of the things that I hope we don't see from our federal government is this knee-jerk reaction from Washington, D.C. when there is an event that occurs that they come in and think they know the answer.
One silent voice, the NRA, making no public comment since the massacre. A private equity firm, Cerberus, is selling its stake in Freedom Group, a firearms company that makes the Bushmaster rifle that Adam Lanza used in the Newtown massacre. There's some new haggling in the fiscal cliff talks. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
No deal yet, but the logjam appears to be broken. President Obama dropping his long-standing demand to raise taxes on individuals earning $200,000 and up, now offering a $400,000 threshold combined with other deduction caps to raise more than $1 trillion in revenue. That follows an offer from House Speaker John Boehner to raise tax rates on millionaires, something he previously said could not pass the House. Differences do remain, however, specifically over spending cuts and entitlement reform, Dave.
Jared, Iraq's president has suffered a stroke, adding new uncertainty over the country's political future. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon?
No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Fall and the holidays have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at B&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into B&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Folks at Acme Glass remind you, they've been around since 1946, and many of the reasons has to do with customer service, because time and again, Acme Glass has been there when you need glass or when you want glass. And more often than not, obviously, it's a need situation. There's been some glass that's been broken that needs to be replaced, and Acme Glass understands that. They respond quickly for that very reason, because they know you expect that from them, and they've been delivering for more than 40 since 1946. Now, with that in mind, more and more, just the convenience of the idea used to be that you had to go out in the field for farm equipment or industrial equipment and replace the glass, but more and more with our busy lives, you need to have glass for your vehicle installed on site. Well, they can do that for you. So get in touch with Acme Glass about having them come to either your home or your place of business and replacing that glass that needs to be done so that you can be more efficient. Now, if it's a business, obviously, that they'll be there and they'll respond quickly because they understand there can be safety or security concerns when glass has to be replaced. So you need glass or you want glass. Remember, they've been here since 1946. Two locations for Acme Glass in downtown Bryan and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The ripple effects of what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut will continue for some time. The superintendents of the local school districts have already had public and internal communication. College Station's Eddie Colson says emergency management planning is part of the equation.
The truth is the best thing that we can do is be very, very aware of our surroundings and be very, very aware of what's going on campus, whether it's outside on the playground or inside the building. And so that's one of the things that we talk to folks about a lot, is be aware of your surroundings.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says their goal is to make their classrooms as normal as possible.
We've got our counselors and our principals on standby on alert that if somebody needs to talk or if a parent needs to visit, to ensure, to feel that confidence that our schools are safe and that we're here for them.
Both districts have worked with their city police departments to address what would happen in an emergency. The College Station City Council was divided over extending a new no-parking zone in a residential area. There will be no parking on one side of Kiefer Loop and Cullen Trail. Two residents of nearby Tony Court wanted it extended because they believe their cul-de-sac would get the overflow, threatening children who play in the area. Councilman James Benham agreed.
I honestly don't want to make them go through the process of having to reapply on Tony Court when we all know that if we approve this, the parking is going to go there, and during the 2 months that it'll take to get this back on the agenda, those kids are going to have to deal with parking overflow.
Mayor Nancy Berry was part of the 4-3 majority against expanding the no parking zone until all homeowners are contacted.
We're very sympathetic to the people on Tony Court, and it may be 6 or 8 weeks, and I'm happy to vote for it at that time.
Blanche Brick noted police responded to 120 incidents over a three-month period on Kiefer and Cullen, responding to reports including loud parties, gunshots, vandalism, and threats to neighborhood residents. While Highway 6 was shut down in Bryan last Friday night due to a series of wrecks, a newly graduated Aggie and a friend were busy with a rescue. Brian Curry is a 14-year Navy vet who was also commissioned at graduation as a Navy ensign. He and Mario Pineda, who is also in the Navy, saw a truck upside down in a creek along the freeway near Briarcrest. One of Curry's professors was commanding officer and Marine Corps Colonel Paul Timoney.
Did tell me that was some nasty water that they were in, gasoline and whatever else was in the water down there. So, they're comfortable, and I think just the training they get in the Navy and just how to react to those types of things, not so much specifically a car in the water, but just that, hey, there's a situation and someone's got to take charge. And I think that's what you saw from both him and his friend.
Curry and Pineda were among six people who went into chest-deep water, cut the seatbelt, and dragged the driver up the embankment. Police say the driver had been underwater for 5 minutes but was breathing on his own by the time he was transported to the hospital. A 20-year-old College Station man remains hospitalized after he was struck by a hit-and-run driver. The early Saturday morning incident took place near the A&M campus at George Bush and Bizzell. Police continue to look for the driver of a white, late-model two-door BMW who failed to stop and render aid. A local animal sanctuary is helping an abused pit bull now housed in the Navasota City shelter. April Clemens of Longway Home Sanctuary says they're looking for a foster home for Bentham, who has wounds common to being a victim of dogfighting.
Bentham is putting on weight. It's amazing what a couple of days and really high-quality food will do for a dog. And we're treating his medical wounds. And if you're interested in following the story of Bentham, you can visit the Longway Home Pit Bull Rescue Facebook page. And we have an album dedicated just to saving Bentham, and so again, hopefully we'll get him into our program and make him a wonderful rehabilitated dog and a wonderful dog for a home.
On our website at WTW.com is a link to the sanctuary's Facebook page where you can learn more about Bentham and the Pit Bull Rescue Program. Closing arguments expected yesterday have been delayed again for a second Texas inmate on trial in Bryan over a guard's death during a 2007 escape attempt. Prosecutors have appealed a ruling that rejected their challenge to jury instructions working in the capital murder trial of John Falk Jr. He's charged in the death of Wynn Unit Officer Susan Canfield. Prosecutors seeking the death penalty lost their appeal last week before the 10th Court of Appeals, then Friday appealed to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Attorneys for Falk and the judge who approved the jury instructions have 10 days to respond. WTW News Time is 8:10. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, you've got big goals for your business, and Suddenlink is there and ready to help you meet those goals for today and in the future. Let's start with business phone, unlimited, starting as low as $39.95, and that includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, plus caller ID, three-way calling, and more. And don't forget that Suddenlink high-speed internet is there, too. Hey, first, before we leave the phone, let's remember this. You can save up to 30% versus the phone company. You get email delivery of your voicemail. And, you know, because it's a fixed cost, as low as $39.95, then you know what it's going to be every month, no surprises. You get to keep the equipment that you have, and you get to keep the phone number that you have as well. Plus, they can grow that phone tree if they need to, larger and larger as you grow larger. Now, back to the high-speed internet. You bundle that together, and there's savings available. There's online chat support that's now available through MySuddenLinkBusiness.com. It's just one more way that Suddenlink keeps getting better for you. Now, there's a special number to call for Suddenlink Business Service. It's 903-939-7245. That's 903-939-7245. Give those folks a call over there. Let Chad or his staff help you out with Suddenlink Business Solutions. Give them a call today.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure in control, lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. The high extends across Louisiana and back across Texas. A gorgeous day. All that sun will warm us up to about 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Clouding up tomorrow with the chance of a shower, high temperature 75 to 80. There may be a shower tomorrow evening, then it becomes partly cloudy near 40. Sunny skies during the day Thursday, highs 53 to 58. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A fire chief in China has lost his job thanks to his unconventional wedding ceremony. Shuai Wan, that's his name, commandeered three fire trucks and a huge team of firemen to drive him and his bride to their wedding. After the ceremony, firefighters took guests on joyrides around the parking lot with lights and sirens ablazing.
That is a reception.
Yes.
I'd like to have gone to that party.
But when the photos of the event surfaced on Facebook, local citizens cried foul. Chief is relieved of his job, as one local said, if there had been a fire, half the fire service and all its vehicles would have been out of action. Hey, they're just trying to have a good time.
I thought the Facebook is outlawed in China anyway.
Well, I don't know. Apparently this part got through. And in Spain, a man is arrested when they say he was driving 75 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone with a second man riding on the hood of the vehicle.
What?
Yeah.
Sidewalk surfing.
That's it. The man on the hood said that he jumped on to avoid being run over by the driver of the car. Apparently, the whole thing stemmed from an argument. Incredibly, alcohol was involved.
So, not hit and run, but hit and hold?
That's right. Both men arrested. Car traveled almost 3 miles with the man on
good
the hood.
Good night.
Yeah. And while we're talking about alcohol being involved, since we're going to talk about animals, I was going to say, since alcohol's involved and Leah's here, and there's no reason to really put those two together.
No.
So, no, no. So, we're going to talk about animals.
Leah, there's something you want to tell us?
No, there's not. That's what I hope. Hey, a pair of circus elephants drank vodka to help them survive the freezing temperatures in Serbia. CNews reports handlers at the circus became desperate when the tents housing the elephants burned down. Temperatures outside freezing, animals were unprotected. A quick-thinking trainer resorted to, of course, what the Russians always have for all their ills. He cracked open two cases of vodka and poured the liquor into the water buckets of the elephants. The vodka kept the animals, they say, from freezing to death. I bet they were happy animals, though. Can you imagine how much vodka that would take?
A whole lot.
Yeah.
About two cases.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably so. Leah's here this morning and Anna's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
It's time to play Jethro Trivia. We haven't done this in a while. It's Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play and easy to win. Game on. Here's today's Jethro question. HBO has announced a curious new promotion for the hit series Game of Thrones. What is it? Is it A, books, B, breastplates, C, boots, or D, beers? Once again, a curious new promotion for the hit series Game of Thrones. What does it involve? A, books, B, breastplates, C, boots, or D, beers? Kevin, you'll go first.
I'll go with beers.
Beers, okay. Kat?
I actually was thinking beers also. I thought, what would people actually buy?
Why not? That's exactly right. Okay, go ahead, Anna?
I have no idea, I'll just go with beers.
Beers, that's it. Okay, now, Leah, will you make it unanimous?
I am.
Yeah. It's right, it's beers.
Hey!
It's beers.
Awesome.
HBO is partnering with the boutique brewery Omegang to develop a truly unique beer directly tied to the themes, characters, and nuances of the medieval-like fantasy realm of the Westeros. Louis got me. Louis said, "Watch five episodes of this, okay? Just tell me what
he
you
said
think."
He said, "Watch five, like watch one."
No. Because I mean, you know, it's like anything else. Well, you know what? It's a soap opera with swords. That's all it is. It's a soap opera with swords. But I say that. But George R. R. Martin, who wrote the book, I think The Lands of Fire and Ice, is going to be here. That Game of Thrones is based on. So
no kidding.
Yeah. All right. That's all I know about that. Let's talk about what's going on at the Humane Society.
Well, we are
not needing vodka to stay warm.
Okay, understand that. We have heating. That's a good thing.
We've been busy. I mean, last week we did the 12 Strays of Christmas kickoff, and then on 12-12-12, every adoption was $12. Mm-hmm. When we finally got everybody out of the building and out of the Welcome Center at 7-something, we close at 6.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We were already at 20 adoptions. Wow. And there was a handful because of the amount of time it took to process applications and so forth that we couldn't finish, and that rolled into the next day. We still have the 12 Strays of Christmas going on. That's going to go on till next Monday, Christmas Eve. We're going to be open until 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve, so a little different. Usually we're closed. And we keep adding more animals because yesterday, on the specific $12 pet adoption list, there was 6 of those adopted.
Okay.
Including some that were actually full price and just people just couldn't wait and didn't want to risk waiting around. So we thank those that came in and adopted. So there's new animals added to the list every day as others get adopted. Great bunch of animals. I mean, we still have pretty much young juvenile kittens available, which is really uncommon for this year. So if you're looking for a new family pet, this time is not any time better than now.
Yeah.
So come by. We're open weekdays 11 to 6. Again, we're going to be open Christmas Eve next Monday till 3 o'clock. We will be open this Saturday as usual. We've had some calls about our holiday hours. You can find photos of the animals available for adoption on our Facebook page, along with there are on our website and our Facebook page. We're actually on our website, we have all the animals. Mm-hmm. On our Facebook page, we have highlighted the $12, and we're trying to get those updated as soon as possible each day, add those on. And we did actually get them on last night for today's animals.
Okay,
so
gives
the people, because people are calling saying, hey, what do you have in this and that? If you're interested in gift certificates, we do gift certificates, because a lot of times it's definitely, not a lot of times, it's always better to give a gift certificate than go pick a cat for grandma, and she really wants a dog.
I thought you'd like this, right?
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
And find an animal that matches their personality better if you just give them a gift certificate. So that's an option. We've had certificates made up this year as well, because we've actually had people coming in. I want to make a donation in honor of somebody, which is a great option for that boss who has everything, or that family friend as well, that, you know, the shelter is close to their heart. So great opportunities there. And we have certificates. Everybody gets a letter in the mail, but we have certificates now that say, you know, you can hand write to them their holiday.
Sure. Centric type stuff.
Thank you, your donation's been made in your honor. So great opportunities there. We'll be at PetSmart this weekend. We won't be there the last weekend in December. And we will be closed New Year's Eve Day and New Year's Day. So come out and visit us. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. Lots of great pets available for adoption, or, again, great Christmas gifts as far as gift certificates and donations made as well.
Very good. That's Leah. Thanks a lot from the Humane Society here on Tuesdays. And, you know, Anna's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Okay. What you got for us today?
Well, we are very excited. Tomorrow we are going to be welcoming a new business to the community and to the Chamber of Commerce, the law offices of Andrea James. Is now open, and we'll be celebrating with a deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30 at her Broadmoor address in Bryan. So everybody's welcome to come out. That is a free event. We would love for you to come out and help us celebrate on that. Also, big news coming up, our Economic Outlook Conference is Wednesday, January 23rd, and we are taking reservations for that already. Our conference is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank. It's basically an all-day event, and we have got speakers from every entity in the community that you can think of, the City of Bryan, City of College Station, people from the Med, St. Joseph, Scott & White. The theme for our conference this year is money and medicine. With things going so well over in the bio corridor, we're really focusing on what's going on over there and the effects that has on our community. Membership, individual membership pricing is $70 until the 4th of January. So if you register early, you get a little bit of a break. It's going to go up after that. We've got tables of eight for available. And there's also a non-member price. So if you haven't had a chance to become a member of the chamber yet, you can pay a little bit extra and still come. But we would love to have you go ahead and join us. Other than that, we want you to save the date for a Lunch and Learn on Monday, February 11th. And today we will be at Blue Baker on University Drive at 11 o'clock for a ribbon cutting for the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. We're going to be learning a little bit about their daddy-daughter dance.
That's a biggie, very popular.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun today. And at Blue Baker, you know, what else could you want?
Sure.
So I get a little lunch, learn a little bit of information. So today at Blue Baker, then tomorrow, again, like I said, a deluxe ribbon cutting for the law offices of Andrea James at 4:30. And then on Thursday, we will be at Overlanders, which is in the shopping center with, you know, Best Buy and Lupe Tortilla.
Sure.
We'll be there at 11:30 to celebrate their ribbon cutting. And we would like to thank our Platinum Member Spotlight, which is St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. And we remind you to find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you need more information about any of these events, you can look that up at www.bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning. It's 824. I don't think I knew this group nor necessarily existed as an organization, but it's the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. And they put together 273 kindness ideas for their website. And so
that's cool.
It is. For the holiday season, you know, just they put about 30 on here. So I found a couple I thought were neat. It could be a little.
Is Be Sweet to Your Coworker on
there? Nah, it's not on there.
Oh.
Return a Shopping Cart. Just, you know, because that's one of my pet peeves. That really bugs me.
Especially if it's that close.
Yeah, I mean, really? And it's not raining. And, you know, you could. Anyway, clean up graffiti. Give elderly people the gift of music. It doesn't mean necessarily go sing to them. Help a child learn. Help someone whose car is broken down. Help somebody with yard work. Here's a little one. I mean, hold the door open for somebody. Let somebody go in front of you in line. Say hello to someone that you pass on the street. Hey, creep. No.
That'll go well.
Yeah. Pay the tab for the person behind you. Say thank you to your local police or fire department. Write a letter to somebody who has made a positive difference in your life. I thought that one was really cool. I mean, really, write a letter. You know, it's a piece of paper, and you write it, like with a pencil or a pen, and then you fold it up and stick it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and mail it to them. Adopt a soldier. Collect food for a food bank. Call or visit somebody who's sick. Just some different things. And again, the website, it's the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. They have 273 different ideas for random acts of kindness. And, you know, I bet it makes you feel better when you do it.
And, yeah, that way you just kind of look at the world a little bit differently, too. You start finding other little things that you can be doing. It's 826.
Hoping a deal can be reached, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will start out higher on hopes a deal will be hammered out in Washington to avoid the fiscal cliff. Reports suggest the two sides are moving closer to a compromise. Business picked up last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 4 1/3% from the previous week. The council's chief economist says the second wave of holiday shopping has kicked in. Good news if you're in the market for a pickup truck. General Motors is offering generous incentives to move out the Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups on dealers' lots. Ford and Chrysler are offering discounts on their pickups, too, and GM says it will match or beat their best deals. A lot of new homeowners are looking to take full advantage of low interest rates and pay off their mortgages as soon as possible. Freddie Mac says nearly 16% of the fixed-rate mortgages it bought in the third quarter were 15-year loans. The numbers do not include refinancings. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Aggie basketball team moves back out on the court at Reed tonight against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That game will tip at 6, the broadcast at 5:30 here on the Aggie Radio Network. Head coach Billy Kennedy, his scouting report on the Islanders.
A team that's played a lot of tough games on the road. They played against Houston, had a chance to win at home, played at Iowa, played some tough games just coming off a South Alabama loss, changed their lineup a little bit, a team that's just trying to find themselves. They got one of the leading shot blockers in the country, and their point guard's a very good player, a kid named Jordan, can get in the lane and make plays. But our focus needs to be on us trying to get better, and not a knock against Corpus Christi, but we've got to shore up some things offensively and get more solid on the offensive end of the floor and continue to grow defensively.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Aggies and A&M Corpus Christi tonight at 6 on the court at Reed. Half price holiday hoops on this one. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie basketball report.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
WTW News Time is 8:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy a taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police continue to look for a hit-and-run driver that put a pedestrian in the hospital. Officers responded to the intersection of George Bush and Bizzell next to the A&M campus Saturday morning about 3 a.m. A 20-year-old College Station man was struck while crossing the street. Police say the driver of a white, late model two-door BMW left the scene without stopping and assisting the injured. Multiple crashes along the freeway near Briarcrest last Friday night resulted in multiple volunteers assisting law enforcement. The A&M News Service reports those helping included a man who had just graduated and was commissioned as a Navy ensign. Brian Curry was a student of Professor Paul Timoney, who is also a commanding officer and Marine colonel.
We have a program in the Navy called the Seaman to Admiral program. He actually was an enlisted sailor, had about 14 years in the Navy, and he had just finished his degree, and we commissioned him that day as an ensign in the Navy. Sharp guy, very impressive student, married with a couple of kids. So just quick thinking on his part and just jumping in, making, you know, getting done what needed to get done.
Curry and a Navy friend were among six people in chest deep water getting to the driver who'd been underwater for 5 minutes after his pickup came to rest upside down in a creek. After Curry and Mario Pineda cut the seatbelt, the driver was taken to an ambulance where he started breathing again. Another residential no parking zone has been approved by the College Station City Council, but a pair of neighbors who say those who will move from Cullen Trail and Kiefer Loop to Tony Court were unable to extend the ban. Councilman John Nichols was part of the 4-3 majority who wanted a survey of all the residents of the cul-de-sac.
I have a great concern that there is a reasonable likelihood that there's going to be some unintended consequences or some real consequences from this, but I just can't step beyond the original ordinance at this time.
Councilman James Benham noted the city's neighborhood services coordinator was already involved.
She went through the trouble of working with Barbara Moore. She got her involved. She made a best effort to contact citizens. They had their chance to come here as well. If we're not going to amend this, then we need to shelve this whole item until we can deal with Tony Court.
The council will revisit the issue in 6 to 8 weeks. School safety is again top of mind following what happened last Friday in Connecticut. Superintendents in the local districts say their planning has involved local authorities. Brian's Tommy Wallace says that includes a safety audit last summer with the police and fire departments.
And then earlier this year, even after school started, we even had the Bryan Police Department go over each one of our elementary school dismissal procedures to see if there was anything that we had gone or maybe had an oversight on. So at this point, Brian feels very confident in our emergency operating procedures if something were to happen.
College Station's Eddie Colson says preparations include a mock disaster drill.
We're one of the very few schools around that's had a live active shooter drill at one of our campuses several years ago, which was beneficial, I think, for our police department as well as beneficial for, I know it was beneficial for the College Station School District.
Both superintendents say in addition to planning, employees are paying attention to their surroundings. It could be after Christmas before the resumption of a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville to Bryan. That's due to another appeal by prosecutors objecting to the wording of jury instructions. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has been asked to consider the ruling by the local judge in charge of the John Falk Jr. trial. Falk, who is accused of being an accomplice to the 2007 death of a prison guard at the Wynn Unit, faces the death penalty. Lawyers for the judge who approved the jury instructions and the defendant have 10 days to file a response. And the latest abused pit bull that has the attention of a local animal sanctuary is currently in the Navasota City shelter. Contributions have been made from around the world to help Bentham, according to April Plemons of Longway Home Sanctuary.
Bentham was a dog who was found by a Navasota police officer who has wounds and injuries that are highly indicative of dog fighting. He's incredibly thin. He's been neglected. And there's a ring around his neck that indicates that he was also a chain dog. We're primarily concerned with covering his medical costs and his care and hopefully getting a foster for him so we can get him into the Longway Home program, rehabilitate him, and hopefully get him adopted into a forever home.
More information is available on the WTW.com website. WTW News Time is 8:36. It's 52 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lou Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Lou Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Lou Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Lou Baker.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Here are the numbers.
High pressure in control. Lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. The high extends across Louisiana and back across Texas. A gorgeous day. All that sun will warm us up to about 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows near 60. Clouding up tomorrow with the chance of a shower, high temperature 75 to 80. There may be a shower tomorrow evening, then it becomes partly cloudy near 40. Sunny skies during the day Thursday, highs 53 to 58. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
120, Lee Fedora is 128 and 52 and 1 as a head coach. Lee played football and baseball at A&M Consolidated, played in the state championships in football and the state baseball tournament his senior year, and he was Consolidated's MVP in both sports. Played baseball at A&M from 1992 and 94. Walked on the football team and then helped A&M go to the 1993 College World Series. He's now the head coach at Navasota. He's been there since 2005. After a pair of 3-7 seasons, he's gone 54-10 in the last few years, and he's coached at Robinson and Rogers before that. And Coach Fedora joins us this morning. Lee, how you doing?
Doing great.
It's a big week for you.
Yeah, very exciting for our community and our kids. Anytime you're playing in late December, what a fun year.
It's been an undefeated season for you, and four or five shutouts that you ran together in a row in the middle of the season. As you look back now, what was the most challenging game you think the Rattlers had this year?
I'll be honest with you, I think every game was challenging. Each and every week you got to get prepared. But I would sit there and say our last week, was probably one of our most challenging games, playing against a Belleville team that's always been kind of a rivalry game between Navasota and Belleville. And it was an outstanding game. I mean, it was a hard-fought battle. And like you said earlier, with all those shutouts, we're where we're at right now because of our defense.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat deal. Y'all are only, about 40 miles apart, and here you are playing this deep into the season.
Well, I made that comment last week. It's real neat to be in the 15th week of the season and only having to drive 30 miles to go play a playoff game. That was outstanding. It was great for both communities, and you could see the fan support at that game.
So it's Gilmer, and it's at Jerry World, and it's Friday at 4 o'clock. Now, school's out, right? So there ought to be plenty of Rattler fans able to get there?
Oh, there's no doubt. It didn't matter if school was in, there would be plenty of Rattler fans. But, yeah, our last day of school is actually tomorrow on Wednesday, and then we have Thursday and Friday off. And so I know the community's excited, and you can see it with all the flags flying around on cars and in people's yards. And it's an exciting time here in Navasota.
Now, we all remember the scene from Hoosiers where the coach takes his kids into the arena where they're going to play for the state championship and explains to them how the hoop's still only 10 feet. But how do you prepare your kids to go in and play at Jerry World?
Yeah, one of the things that we're going to do, we're actually going to go up the day before And we're going to get up there, and so we're not driving the day of and doing all that. And so once we get up there and do our workout, we're going to actually take our kids to the stadium and watch a state championship game probably at 4 p.m. And I'm going to allow them to kind of roam around and take pictures, because I know what kids are going to be like seeing that type of facility. And hopefully doing that the day before, they'll get most of that out of their mind and be focused for the game on Friday. Because like I told the kids, if I'm having to worry about you being focused for a state championship game, then we shouldn't even be in it. And our kids will be, they're responding well. They'll be ready for it.
Lee Fedora joining us. He's the head coach at Navasota. So some of the family members going to be able to be there for you?
Oh, yeah. I've got all my family will be there. I mean, they're excited, too. And, you know, they all got to come to it when I was a senior, and now they're getting to come to it as I'm a coach. So they're excited about it.
Your brother's a head coach at North Carolina. He going to be able to be there?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Okay. Like I told him, he better take care of his recruiting and get that ready. And he's got things he's got to deal with, too.
So, yeah, and folks as old as I am know that that Lee's dad used to cut hair at the best place to get your hair cut back in Bryan. But that's before you were born, probably, that the razor's edge back there. But,
oh, yeah, it was a razor's edge. Yep. I was there, and, you know, he's retired now, but he built him a little shop behind his house that he calls the Redneck Barbershop now. So he cuts hair on Wednesday with some of his friends still.
Yeah, never gets out of your blood. Hey, this morning they've got an old-time paper, newspaper picture in the Eagle. Goes back to 1989 when you and some guys who you still associate with were all wearing maroon and white.
That's a really exciting time for us as a group of guys that get to work together now after we were coming up as younger friends the whole way through, and to be able to do that as a player and now to be able to do that as a coach, it's a great thing. Not many people get that opportunity, but I read the article, and Larry Bowen and them did a tremendous job. I think that was very neat, and it means a lot to me.
Sure. Hey, we want to remind folks, if they can't make it to the game, our station in Navasota, Navasota News 1550, of course, will have that as they've been following the Rattlers all year. Finally, I guess, what does it mean for a one-school city like Navasota to win a state championship now and for history?
Well, I think the big thing is it's something that's going to stay in the back of your mind your whole life. And, you know, it's just like the deal that ran on KBTX yesterday when it showed me. I didn't know they were going to put me on when I was back in 89 with tears in my eyes. But my daughters had fun laughing at that. But, you know, I tell them it's something that you're going to remember the rest of your life. And the one thing I want to make sure they understand, they need to enjoy the moment right now, because what they've done is outstanding, but they want to finish the job. And that's something that if we can finish and do the things that we need to do and bring that back to Navasota, this is something that's going to be talked about by their kids' kids. It's going to be something that's always remembered, and it's something that they made history with.
There you go. Hope you guys play well this weekend, and you can bring home a Class 3A Division II title. Thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all.
All right, see you later. All right, there you go. Coach Fedora from over in Navasota. There you go, Kat. You going to be there? Kat's going to be decked out of town.
No, trying to move. Although I did, let me tell you, you know my hobo-mometer that I tell the weather by?
Oh, yeah.
The drunk who lives in my alley?
The hobo-mometer, yeah.
He actually helped move my furniture. He came up to my dad and was like, $2. And my dad was like, I'll give you $10, buddy.
So he didn't help?
No, he helped.
Oh, he did.
He helped carry my furniture.
You let him into your place.
Huh? They let him in. I wasn't there. I was busy unloading stuff at the house, which I don't know how to work the microwave. It's a Mana radar range.
Wow.
This morning I had
to eat.
I brought my lasagna to work to eat because I couldn't. I don't know how to heat it. I put it in there for like 5 minutes. It wouldn't hurt.
The radar range is like, it's certainly older than you are, but of course lots of things are. But man.
It was probably one on the Price is Right.
I was going to say, well, look
at it. Do you know how to work it?
Well,
because
I
don't.
The serial number is liable to be like 2-7 or something like that.
It's very oveny. Like, instead of opening, you know, left to right.
Yeah, top to
bottom. It opens top to bottom like an oven.
Look online.
There's this thing called YouTube. I don't know if you've heard about it.
You nerd.
Pretty cool.
Fall and the holidays have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at B&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into B&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
You might want to give yourself a great gift from Texas Truck Riggins for the holidays, or you may have somebody in your family where the truck is really big part of their world. I mean, it's pretty centric. Well, you ought to have a look at some of the things that Texas Truck Riggins can do to deck that truck out. Now, sometimes it's very functional. I mean, get a grill guard because you need to be using that as a work truck, or they need to be using it as a work truck, yet they want to maintain a good look. Well, you get a grill guard right up there, and you get a, you know, you put the winch in there and do whatever you need to from your front of your truck. They also can powder coat it. In other words, it looks like paint, but it's a lot tougher finish, and that can be something to either match or contrast the color of the body of the truck itself. Of course. Okay, we got that taken care of. Nothing like live radio. Anyway, then there's the spray-in bed liner that can go in the back. There's the headache rack, the toolbox. All of those things can happen for you, and Texas Truck Riggins can do it and do it upright. Now, you may want to get a gift certificate for any of those products or services. They'll do that. Spray-in bed liners, too. Don't forget, and drop-in bed liners. All of those. Now, you may want to get a gift certificate. You may want to get the work done. And don't forget, they have that boutique on the inside where you can actually buy accessories for the lady in your life. So all of that, one stop. It's at Texas Truck Riggins, which is 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. You know, I need to just every day come in and punch the do not disturb button. I just really
just out of habit.
Something, I don't know, or just nail it down so that it's down all the time because I don't need Sam coming in here. I mean, why doesn't he walk down the hall? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Because all the salespeople.
Because then we wouldn't get to complain about it on the radio.
That's exactly right.
Because he's always there and waiting for the sales staff, if I had to guess. Yeah.
You know, what I'm thinking is I ought to wait until they have they're in the middle of their sales meeting, and then we just intercom into there. Hey, everybody, we're doing a radio show.
Hi, it's the Infomaniacs.
See
how
that works out. You know, so anyway. What else is happening?
I just stumbled on this, and I've had three or four texts this morning about Mark Snyder leaving A&M.
All right.
And I finally think I've tracked down what happened. There was a missed post from WKYC in Cleveland.
Okay.
And they had put it up. And as a matter of fact, Dusty, our engineer, came in and is showing me the post that they had up.
Okay.
It's not true. What has ended up happening is
they hired another guy, Kent State, right?
Yeah, Paul Haynes, for the defensive coordinator at Arkansas. But I've been blown up three or four times on my phone going, how come you're not talking about this?
Okay, all right.
So the rumor mill is just that. It's rumor.
To continue with our conversation yesterday, all it takes is somebody, you know, with a device, and even if they work for authorized news organizations, they can make a mistake and not get it checked out, and then it blows up. So, all right.
I just wanted to put that to bed.
Okay. That part is done. All right, here we go. Adele, you know who she is? You know,
yes.
Yeah.
Incredible singer.
I actually do know who she is. I looked her up earlier this year.
Very good. Yeah. Now, but this is very interesting. The story says Adele is ticking off her management team.
Because she didn't want to tour.
That's right. She doesn't want to sing. She wants to be a mommy.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Priorities.
That's exactly right. If that's what she wants to do, then those guys can go butt up a stump, you know?
Yeah, she hired them. They didn't hire her.
That's right. So we'll see how that works out. Butt up a stump?
Never heard
that.
Yeah,
I wasn't
Oh, you've never heard that before?
I haven't heard it either.
Yeah, like a billy goat trying to butt up a stump. Yeah.
Okay. I'll use that.
There you go.
Oh,
if you're old enough to remember the 1970s Telly Savalas TV series Kojak.
Who loves you, baby?
That's it. He played Theo Kojak, a New York detective. Kevin Dobson was his sidekick, Bobby Crocker. Deadline.com says Universal is cranking up a reboot. Vin Diesel, I guess, is going to shave his head. He'll play either that or he could wear it.
I thought he was just bald.
Vin Diesel doesn't have hair.
Oh, well, there you go. I had no idea. Because I'm a big Vin Diesel fan.
Yeah, I can
anyway,
tell.
Van Diesel anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think it's Vin. Yeah.
Are you sure?
As in the vehicle identification, Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Well,
I read it. I just don't know what he looks like. Anyway, so he's apparently going to do that. See how that works out.
I can see that might work.
Daily Variety reports that Nielsen and Twitter getting together to measure how many tweets per minute a particular TV show gets. as a measure of its popularity.
Interesting.
I guess.
I just got a postcard from them.
From
Nielsen.
Did you?
Yep.
No, you can't play.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. In addition, the deal will also give Nielsen a measure of how many people see a particular tweet as well, which, up to now, has been a figure that only the management at Twitter can see. Now, I don't know. What are you going to do if you're not in front of your TV or you're not in a situation where you can start your DVR from a remote facility? Why do you care? Oh, I guess you can go back and watch it on Hulu or something later on if it's that episode of.
Oh, they rerun them a lot, though, because that's how if I catch something in the middle, I'll pull up that little channel chart, find out when it's going to play again.
Right, yep. Great ratings for both the season finales for Showtime's Dexter and Homeland. Turns out Dexter pulled about 3.4 million viewers, making it the network's most watched original series episode ever. I don't know if y'all ever watched this show. Chase tried to put me onto this show, and that just creeped me out.
Dexter, I watched a couple of them. It is a little weird.
Yeah. He's like a medical examiner, and he sidelines as a serial killer.
Yes.
Okay. A little bit of both. I don't know. Whoever came up with that concept, can you imagine going in and shopping that? Hey, here's my idea. Let's do this. Yeah. Anyway. Now, Homeland I like. I have not watched one episode yet this year, but I got them all captured because, I do. I happen to like that. Anyway, it came in at 2.7 million, so two pretty good shows for those folks.
Holidays shared with family and friends are priceless. May this Christmas bring you and your family all the joy and happiness that you desire. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Ahrens. On behalf of my husband Jim and me, our staff, and our family, here's to wishing you and yours the best Christmas ever. From our family at Ahrens Family Dentistry to you and your family.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com.
At Batteries Plus, you'll find thousands of batteries, plus free battery testing, plus battery recycling, plus expert battery advice, plus installation while you wait, no appointment necessary. All of which pretty much proves there's no other battery source with as many pluses as Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $10 on X2 Power ATV batteries after rebate. Located in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hey, if you're going to be traveling, guys, and you may be, just kind of a word here, your friends over at Aggieland Flowers and Chocolates can help you make a great impression. Yes, you think of this. You think of bringing an arrangement for the home of your in-laws or your girlfriend's parents, whatever. I mean, yeah, be that guy, and they can help you at Aggieland Flowers and Chocolates with that. Now, you want to supplement with some chocolates. They've got all different varieties. We played I played a little trick on the guys on Kevin and Kat the other day with the chocolate that has chili powder and chili peppers in it. I mean, it's warm. It is. Now, if you want something like that, they've got it, but they also have the kind that are liqueurs that have actual liqueur inside them, and those are tremendous. Put that in your mouth. Just kind of let them pop. I mean, just don't crunch them. You just kind of let them melt, and it's really, really nice. They also have what I think was the only time I had ever seen it was toffee with dark chocolate around it, which was kind of fun. So go in, have a look. They're located right there by the Harley-Davidson store. Take the Barron Road exit off the bypass and have a look at what they've got. Now, if you need to do it by phone, they'll be glad to build something for you. But go to the website. It's aggielandflowers.com. And just, I think it's a pretty neat idea to maybe bring some flowers if you're going to your girlfriend or fiance's or wife's in-laws for the holidays. Be a good guy. All right, the worst films of 2012. We never do 10, so we'll just do 5.
What are they call them the Razzies?
No, this is just from Movie Phone. They're not giving any awards. They just put together a list. The Razzies come out, you know, right around the Academy Awards. Okay, number 5 was The Possession and The Apparition. I guess those are two different movies that tied it being 5th worst. 4th is The Raven by John Cusack, with John Cusack. Number 4 is Paranormal Activity, number 4. Number 3 is Chasing Mavericks with Gerard Butler. Wow. And the number 1 worst movie, according to Movie Phone, was Alex Cross, starring Tyler Perry.
Huh.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I've read Tyler Cross. I haven't seen any Tyler Cross, but apparently this guy was the new Tyler Cross, and he apparently is pretty bad. Today's nominee for Passenger of the Week would be the guy who put on 70 items of clothing to avoid the extra baggage charge at the airport.
I think it's brilliant.
It is. I mean, really. According to the local media, the man's luggage exceeded the weight limit rather than pay the extra baggage cost. He took out and wore more than 60 shirts and 9 pair of pants.
Wow. Sometimes you just don't have the money to pay that extra baggage thing.
Witness says he looked like a sumo wrestler. My thought is, if he put on 9 pair of jeans, can he fit in the seat again? I mean, if he looks like a sumo wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Or the Michelin man. That's what I came to my mind.
Well, after all that, he was stopped at the metal detector and had to undergo a full body search.
No.
Yes, indeed. The pockets of his clothing contained batteries, thumb drives, and device chargers. So,
Oh, that's right.
Hey, if you think your camera takes great pictures, this guy can probably do one better for you. Huffington Post has the story of Frederick Socker, S-A-K-E-R, or Sacker maybe, was asked to submit a photo of himself for his new Swedish driver license.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Instead, he painted a self-portrait. And it's amazing. I mean, you can go up online and see the picture of it. I mean, it looks like an actual photograph. No word on whether he's in trouble for fooling everybody, but it's a black and white picture that he did, which is, you know, not bad.
Maybe I should try that.
Why?
Just for fun.
Oh, yeah. I could see mine would be like, you know, orange, and I'd have SpongeBob teeth and things like that. They'd probably see.
I'll do a portrait of you if you want.
S-A-K-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to find it.
Yes, it's Frederick. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing. So get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. I run a lesson to Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
Holidays shared with family and friends are priceless. May this Christmas bring you and your family all the joy and happiness that you desire. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Ahrens. On behalf of my husband Jim and me, our staff, and our family, here's to wishing you and yours the best Christmas ever. From our family at Ahrens Family Dentistry to you and your family.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Call 268-1407 or visit ARENTSDDS.com.
I don't know if this is about a minute till. I don't know if this has happened before, but it's happening in Houston. This is pretty cool. The Houston Zoo is borrowing the track at Sam Houston Race Park. They need the space so that their two resident cheetahs can stretch their legs. As the world's fastest animals, the cats need to regularly run at top speed, which is about 65 miles an hour. Zoo spokesman said, "We don't have the straightaway anywhere like that in the zoo grounds, so we're going to take them out there." And again, I don't know if it's ever been done before, but I think that's kind of neat.
So if there are two, you could bet on it.
Yeah.
Oh, very. It would be on a track.
There you go. Hey, speaking of Houston, in 1995, Houston police warned residents that a con man